You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You facepalmed her?
I Walter Payton'd her right out of the way.
Oh, my God.
I gave her the sweetness.
I mean, it could be semen. We don't know. Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Who's got a cock and tits.
Right. Yes. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no, it's not in New York.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What?
Yes, I bet you all Walmart shoppers, we have 30% off of everything for Jews. But you guys need a discount anyway, you big nose pricks.
Oh!
You know, or something like,
frozen taco shells, hand-drawn for all Puerto Ricans.
Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco's new character.
Creepy
Let me
Clinton.
See them titties.
Oh, my God!
Yes, Marco, yes! Yeah. Yes! Yes!
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I love the Jersey Jerks.
One, two, three into the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know we're about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-Bang, baby. Too low depth. Death Row is a label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfection.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
We're there.
We're there, and welcome to the show.
Feels like a year.
It does feel like a long time.
Not long enough.
It's very nice here today. It's another beautiful day here in Jersey.
Another miserable night.
It is 80 degrees today. That's magnificent.
So when you lead off the show talking about the weather, does that mean you have absolutely nothing to talk about? Are we just done? We got nothing
no.
left?
I was like, I was playing on...
Nobody gives a fuck.
I was playing on Marco's Another Miserable Night.
You're no different than any other weather person out there. Today's a sunny, cloudy day with a chance of rain and clear skies. And
it may snow.
They just say everything. And
it's a 30% chance everything will happen tomorrow.
It's gonna rain!
It's gonna rain. But yeah, so that.
You know, your thriving time is coming up.
It is. Yeah. Can you tell? Can
More
you,
weather?
Can you see it in ready to
Can you tell me what the weather's going to be like the rest of the week?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And the
Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares.
Oh, man. So, Sound missed like you, setup. Chris.
2 weeks without Chris. Back.
I know. Your eyebrows look smaller.
Did I? Good.
Yeah, your eyebrows are even losing weight.
What kind of diet do you have, man? Let me know what that shit is.
The hair is falling out of everywhere except my back. That's got a nice coat on it.
That's funny. You know what she's
that was the most unexpected thing
to?
I ever fucking said.
You don't know what she was referring to?
I have no fucking
never mind. He didn't know.
No, he didn't listen to the show.
That's not even funny.
He has a life, so he didn't listen to
I don't listen when I'm on. You don't think I'm going to listen to you fucks?
Yes.
No.
No.
Okay, well, we named a whole show after you.
We did?
Did we?
Yeah, Caterpillar Eyebrows.
Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was not. I didn't have anything else.
I made it a hashtag on Twitter.
You talking shit on me, you fucking disgusting whore.
You know how it works when you're not here. You
yeah, you weren't here. Here. What the fuck?
Get naked, you strange whore! Oh,
like, you can't really say anything about Chris. We know nothing about
him. That's funny.
That's how we started talking about
that,
you.
Yeah, she's like, what? Chris ain't here, and nobody says a fucking word about him. And
I didn't start it. Marco did.
Oh, yeah, that was
it. Was at the end of the night.
These two remind me of each other.
Chris got off scot-free. What are we going to play about?
Yeah, that's right. You were like, what? He gets off scot-free. He's not here.
Fuck
every time
Chris.
I'm
and
missing.
Like,
well,
the fuck, man?
And then we're like, what
should
we
get away scot-free? I get yeah.
Self-righteous, cock-sucking, two-faced backstabber.
Yeah, so then we didn't know.
He wanted someone to talk shit on his landlord. Who does? That's a landlord.
Well, the landlord says pick up a broom every now and then, you fuck.
My God.
What?
That's funny.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. What do you think of International Women's Day?
What is that?
Wasn't it like 2 days ago?
What's that mean?
It means everybody's cooking, I guess.
I don't remember. I think
it was meals all over the place.
Yeah, let me.
Everybody's putting
look
it on
up.
Facebook, International Women's Day.
I'm pretty
what
sure it
mean?
Was 2 days ago.
It's like to celebrate women.
It was
Why?
2 days ago. It was International Women's Day. So
Women's Day? It was International Women's Day.
What
so,
the fuck are you talking
so
about?
So around all the world.
The women in this day.
There's your stutter.
Listen, we did call that someone was going to stutter. But it was 2 days ago, and it was celebrating women everywhere. And, like, bringing
why?
Attention
yeah, why do we have
good,
that?
Buy your wife a new broom.
There's a guy. Listen.
That dustpan. You know, so she don't sweep shit in the hands.
Listen, the same day was International Women's Day. It was also Pancake Day. There's a fucking day.
That's more important.
Yeah, of course.
That's calendar
that's
worthy.
I like it.
IHOP gave out free pancakes.
Okay, that's calendar worthy.
Yeah.
Where at?
At every IHOP.
Where at? What the fuck? What kind of question? IHOP? They gave it out at CBS. What the fuck are you talking about?
I thought she said I gave out free pancakes.
IHOP.
Oh, okay.
I gave out. Missy, instead of sewing herself, she sold pancakes at the corner.
Just because her nipples look like pancakes.
Oh my God.
She has two hotcakes and a sausage between her legs.
I thought she was just letting people throw her titties. Holy shit.
Yeah. Oh fuck. Yeah. Oh God.
Show us your tits! Both of them!
Thought maybe she was showing her flapjacks to people.
I was not. You got a free small
free
short
feels.
Snack from IHOP.
Listen, there is a...
There's a day, like today is probably like seven different days
I went
or
three,
something.
I went three times with a different disguise each time.
Listen, I'm going to look up what holidays are today. How about that?
Jesus.
I noticed that the last couple of years they've been trying to force every day to be national something.
It is.
Yeah. There's like National Donut Day. There's like national...
Yeah, but that's good stuff. What's
all right,
what
Homer.
The
donut.
We just had... Valentine's Day. Now you have International Women's
well,
Day.
Well, like, that's been around. No, but I'm saying there. Yeah, you're right, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it's too
what
close.
Are we, what are we
too
celebrating close. For?
All right,
Dyson Stock Double Deck Day.
Listen, do you guys want to know what today is in obscure holidays?
National Labia Day.
No. It is National Festival of Life in the Cracks Day. Whatever the fuck that means. International Bagpipe Day.
Okay.
International Day of Awesomeness. Landline Telephone Day. Mario Day. Name Tag Day. National Blueberry Popover Day.
I don't know what that
is. Pack Your Lunch Day. Popcorn Lovers Day. Salvation Army Day. U.S. Paper Money Day. And World Kidney Day.
What the fuck?
Yeah. There's a fucking holiday for everything. And tomorrow
when's National Blowjob Day?
That's actually
March
14th.
Come
Steak
on, everybody
BJ.
Knows it's March 14th. It's coming up.
Not for me.
Second
womp, womp, womp.
You guys can blow each other.
Sounds like your schedules are free.
National Blowjob Day is the 14th.
Apparently. He came all over the sunrise.
I just saw this International Women's Day everywhere, and I was like, I don't get it. Like, why are we doing this?
It's because there's a day for everything.
I understand that, but
is there an International Man's Day?
No,
I'm sure.
No, I
yeah,
doubt
I'll
it.
Look it
I
up da- right now.
I doubt
no,
it.
I doubt it.
I'm sure there Man's fucking day. Is.
And the women just run with it, dude. It's whoa.
Oh, women come up with a, yeah. a thing. Like
International Men's Day, November 19th.
Good, it's fucking freezing cold outside.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it should have been freezing cold out 2 days ago. It's March.
March.
I don't care about
cult.
Women's Day.
You just had a day. And fuck women. Like, fuck having a woman's day.
There's a goddamn but, man's day.
Yeah, but fuck that, too. It's always it's a man's world.
Oh, there he is.
There we go. Mr. 1950s yeah. back.
No wonder you're
if you haven't realized the power of pussy yet in your life. Listen,
I think we all know that
women
I realize
rule the world.
Yes, you do.
Really?
That's why you...
No, women... Your fucking cunt rules the world.
You know, yeah.
Hey, man, it's a test.
Bill Burr, the fucking genius comic that he is, I don't think there's anybody better than him, said it best. He loves how women pat themselves on the back because of, like, being mothers and stuff. They're like, oh, it's the hardest job in the world. Yeah, any job that you can go and do in your pajamas doesn't sound like a hard fucking job.
Oh, my God.
He's like, oh, let me guess. You get to sit around all day? Oh, that's fucking tough. Try standing in a crowded subway getting poked by some fucking disgusting pervert who gets off on it. He's so right about that. And he's like, you know, and then the whole, oh, well, women give birth, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, well, we got the secret ingredient. You can't have it with us.
That's great.
Love Bill Burr.
Bill Burr is funny.
Yeah, Chris, you're right. They hold the lock and key, man. They control it. They control vagina controls.
Vagina.
Yep. It controls everything.
I caught that.
Vagina.
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 We're in the '70s again.
Tonight's theme.
Yeah, when's National Pussy Day?
Ooh, let's look it up.
I don't think there is one.
Dude,
when is Sidney Crosby's birthday?
I said pussy, not faggot.
I wrote pissy instead.
Pissy.
Let's change that.
What they say.
Okay, can you possibly text this?
Oh, wait. It looks like there's just National Eat Pussy Day.
When is that?
Even better. Watch it be like the day before Steak and Blowjob Day.
That would suck.
My mouth hurts. Dude, my mouth is tired. I can't eat steak.
It's on the 24th of June. It's 2 days before my birthday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 3 straight days of getting your pussy eaten.
Yeah,
I hope they move the balls out of the way.
Of course. They just get in the way.
Do you tape them?
No. I just let them fly, she lifts them
up.
Flap around.
Okay. Right. She lifts them up and rests them on his head.
Oh.
I cradle them.
You cradle them?
She's getting eaten out. She's getting eaten out while he gets teabagged.
Double whammy.
Well, that's love.
There's a fucking postcard. Wish you were here.
See, there's a day for everything. So if you guys think of a day, there's literally whatnationaldayisit.com.
National Shit Your Pants Day.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah,
one.
Me neither. I'm tired of this running around shit.
Have to have plastic on the furniture like it's 1987 South Philly.
National Depends Day.
Oh, God.
There's no National Shit Your Pants Day.
I think it's September 11th.
Yeah, what?
No,
yeah, well, everybody shit their pants on September 11th. Especially if you're a New Yorker.
Wow.
What, too soon?
No.
Oh,
Jesus. No, that was like, that's perfect timing. I mean, it's perfect coincidence. Too soon.
September 11th.
Jesus, it's not. Christ. It's just the one article.
Yeah.
No, there's no National Shit Your Pants Day.
Shit their pants on 9/11.
But there is a website called poopreport.com, and it says when it
I'd rather hear that than the weather.
It's like when it is okay to shit your pants, requesting the official guidelines.
When is it okay to shit your pants?
Yeah, no, when you're two. That's when it's okay.
No, it's not a question. It's a statement. When it's okay to shit your pants.
Oh, when it's okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
how to poop your pants in public.
How? That's easy. It's how not to poop your pants.
Oh, that's the hard part.
You ever tried doing a duck walk through the city?
No.
Trying to find a fucking toilet?
No.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, God. I don't know. All right.
That's why I don't,
there
that's
is no
why
national
I don't take a job where I have to
then.
Take public transportation. What if I got to take a shit? I'm done.
Oh, where it depends until you get to the office and you throw them out. I mean, it's a quick fix.
You smell the whole fucking
thing. Man, it depends. They work great. I wear them all the time.
They good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm tired of getting up in the middle of the night to take a piss.
Yeah, I hear you.
Run out of Gatorade bottles?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, actually, Gatorade went out of business. Every time I try to recycle the Gatorade bottles, they bring them back. They smell like piss.
You still looking?
There's also a National Pussy Looking Day.
Isn't which is the same thing
as June 29th. What's up with June? I don't know.
National Pussy Looking Day. All right.
Okay.
I'll bite.
A lot going on in June for punanis.
I don't. I'm not a big fan of this whole something
National
new
days.
Every day. Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, it is dumb.
What's tomorrow? Is it?
Oh my God, there was, and some of them were ridiculous.
Well, kind of like today.
Cheese Day, right? Wasn't that today? National Mac and Cheese Day.
I wish I would have known.
No, it wasn't on the list.
No.
Marco, there you go. You just made one.
National Mac and Cheese Day.
National Mac and Cheese Day.
I'm in. Miss?
What's up?
Can we get a ruling?
I'm looking, boo.
Boo?
Boo?
I call everybody boo. Wow. I don't take it personal.
I don't take it personal.
I have a ruling here. You're not allowed to wear Celtics gear in my house.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
It's just fucking for the... I love Larry Bird.
I don't care. You love Bird. I get it. But I don't want that shit in my house. You can put it in a bag and put it in the fucking garage until you move out.
Put it in.
I don't want that shit in my house.
Don't you have a Pittsburgh jersey?
Shut up. It's none of your business. It's my house.
Do you guys really want to know what tomorrow's days are?
Yeah, what is it?
All right, Debunking Day, Dream Day, Johnny Appleseed Day, Middle Name Pride Day.
I don't have a middle name.
Me neither. We're out.
National Preschoolers Day, National Promposal Day, Oatmeal Nuff.
Oatmeal Muff.
Oatmeal Nuff.
I never had that kind.
Oatmeal Muff, never had that flavor.
Nuff.
Had salmon.
Oatmeal Nut Waffles, and World Day of Muslim Culture, Peace, Dialogue, and Film.
What the
World
fuck?
World Plumbing and Worship of Tools Day.
Get the fuck out.
I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous. And it has a countdown to tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
That's weird. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Who comes out with this shit? Who decides it?
If you click on each thing, then you can go to, like, when it was invented.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there a way for us to invent one? I'd love to invent, like, a fucked up one.
Well, we could probably.
Like, Kick a Baby Day.
We could do the Shake Your Pants Day, because nobody
International
else
Arabian Goggles Day. I feel like humiliating my girlfriend tonight.
Cleveland Steamer Day.
National Dutch Oven Day.
Oh, God.
Bukkake Day. Maybe we could do one in Pedro's name. National Cock a Slapping Day.
There you go.
Cock.
Did you know if you say his name three times, he'll call him. He'll say it. Two more times, we're done.
What is he, fucking Beetlejuice?
He comes alive.
Imagine him in Beetlejuice. As Beetlejuice.
Yo!
I actually
just
could.
Just say my name.
I could imagine him as Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking forget that movie.
Oh my God.
It's on all the fucking time.
I haven't seen it in years, man.
Just like skimming past it, I remember everything. I'm just that's why I can't sit
there. Aren't they doing the second one now?
They are?
I don't know.
I saw the trailer for the new Ghostbusters or the remake. What is it, a remake or a continuation?
I think it's a continuation.
I am not running to the theater to see this. Mm-hmm. As much as I love... what's
Melissa
her name?
McCarthy.
Yeah, I'm not running to see this.
It doesn't look like it's going to be very good.
No. It's going to do well because it's those girls.
Mm. Her proton pack is filled with hoagies.
She lost a lot of fucking weight.
She
lost a ton of weight.
Yeah.
But she's still fat. She is.
That's not very nice of you.
I'm sorry.
I know you hate fat people.
Oh, my God. I still like her.
Don't worry. You'll be one of us soon.
No.
You almost got there, but you reversed it.
Yeah, I did.
What? She's never close to us.
Who could tell when you look at it? All you see are tits.
That's not true.
What? And that's not true either.
Fuck all you.
I just see her head.
He sees my forehead.
No, the whole thing.
You can see my whole head?
Just the chin's cut off.
I can't see your whole head. I can only see, like,
you
your
sure? Because I think the astronauts can see my fucking head. Yeah, well, anyway.
It looks bad.
What does?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it looks bad. It looks really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the trailer didn't do anything.
No.
You know, it's if those are the best parts of the
They're relying on the special effects, which is stupid because it doesn't really look that much different. I mean, yeah, it's different, obviously. 1984's version is amazing because CGI was, like, barely fucking up and running.
Yeah, they'd use, like, puppets and shit. And
well,
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah. But, I mean, the way they filmed it, I mean, you know, it's a classic. That's one of those movies shouldn't have been remade. Personally.
I agree.
It just shouldn't. You know, unless they did, like, a... The original crew, like, post fucking Ghostbusters, like, they're not Ghostbusters anymore because there's no more ghosts, and then they suddenly come back, and they got... I mean, yeah, I guess you get a kick out of that, but this...
Yeah.
Does know, Bill Murray make
what's
an appearance
next?
In it?
The Godfather's going to be
the godmother?
I feel
like he probably will. I feel like Bill Murray will make an appearance.
I mean, there's a reason why he turned down a fucking script, right?
It was probably garbage.
Well, he probably just didn't want to fucking... He's not one of them guys who's going to take a paycheck for anything. He does like, dramatic movies now. Like, he takes, like, really different types of roles than what he used to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, he's not going to, you know, go and do... Unless it's fucking good, which obviously, by the looks of the trailer, it's not. Mm. So...
Not if we're going by
I don't know when it's getting released, but if it comes out anywhere near the fucking Batman Superman movie, it's going to fucking...
Not a chance.
Although Star Wars did help a lot of other movies make money, because people go to the theaters, and when it's sold out, they're like, well, we're here.
Go see something.
That fucking chick movie that was out, my girlfriend wanted to go see the Sisters movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I have that. I have to
that was
it.
Sold out, too, when Star Wars was out.
Really?
Well, they came out, like, right around the same time. So that was because everyone who couldn't get into Star Wars went in and saw that, and, it, you know, whatever, The Hateful Eight was mm-hmm. another one that was selling out.
Yeah, that looked good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just don't see
this movie. I think The Hateful Eight just kind of faded out, didn't it? It was kind of... Just came in and came
out. It got Oscar nods. I mean, yeah. They won a couple for
something.
It
didn't seem like it lasted around, like, lasted long in the theaters.
I don't think any movie lasts long in the theaters anymore.
It's like,
it's
like 3 or 4 months at the most. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Creed's already on...
DVD.
Yeah. Yeah, on demand and shit, so...
Saw Deadpool. That was awesome.
Yeah, it
was.
Deadpool
was good.
I haven't seen it yet. Don't say anything.
I'm not going to say anything, but it was awesome.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I might even go tomorrow.
Yeah, I highly recommend it.
Thank you.
Highly recommend.
He highly recommends it.
Yes.
I also highly recommend it.
Dynamite drop it. That broadcast school has really paid off.
I got two film critics highly recommending it. God knows the garbage movies you guys like that I hate. Although... This doesn't count because I already knew this was going to be good before it came out. I knew it was going to be good before they even greenlit the movie. Because that trailer, that little tester trailer, has been out for years before they made the movie. That wasn't even part of the actual movie. The one where he's in the van or whatever, the car, they added it in the movie. They recreated it. That wasn't originally, there was no movie when that was made. That was out for like 3-4 years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Ryan Reynolds, along with some other people, were the ones that funded it.
That pushed it, yeah.
That pushed it to say, you know, this is going to be awesome. And then someone wrote a script, and they greenlit the movie. And then
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
It's the fans are the ones that got that movie made.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying that Deadpool is changing the landscape of all the hero movies because of its rating and the content, which I don't see the fucking problem because... for instance, like Daredevil, the not the shitty movie with Ben Affleck, but the series on Netflix is really good. Right. It's dark, and it's, you know, it's unrated, which is good because, you know, it's dark. It's supposed to be dark.
Yeah.
So you know, if you're not going to put it on a Netflix or an HBO or anything like that, you're going to make it right. Don't make it like, you know, like Wolverine should be R.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Because he's always fucking cursing in the comics.
The cursing isn't real. It's the violence.
And the violence, too.
But I agree with you. Wolverine should be rated R because the violence could be so much better.
Yeah, because in the comic books, he's slicing people to bits. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the bad guys or whatever. So it's like, look, you know, don't fucking, don't make it kid-friendly.
You think they're going to do that from now on?
Well, they're saying that now they're going to have to start, you know, changing the landscape a certain... Like, the Avengers can stay the way they are because they're more, you know, family-friendly, I guess you could say. But, you know, like, for instance, technically any Batman one should be probably the worst, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's tons of violence in the Batman ones. It's funny, the one guy has no fucking superhero powers. The most violent person. You know what I mean? Everybody else can literally kill someone with a fingernail. This guy has no superpowers and he can fucking kill anybody. Well, he doesn't, but the people, like the Joker is a mass murderer.
He blows up Gotham City trying to catch the Joker. The whole entire city.
Which is ironic because the premise of the new movie coming out, the Superman one, is that he wants to go after Superman. He wants to kill Superman because he fucked the city up in the first movie when he was fighting General Zod, and supposedly he was there when it happened. Like, he was running to his building or whatever to save his people, and they got fucking killed. So he wants to just get rid of Superman, and it's like, you're the same guy. You're just not from another planet. It's the only and you don't walk around looking like a gay guy on fucking gay pride parade, you know? So, I don't know. It's funny to me. But I think the movie's going to be fucking great.
It looks it, man.
It's going to be another Star Wars issue where if you don't get your tickets, you're not going to be able to see it until like a week later. Because it's going to be fucking sold out. Like 2 weeks. Not even 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think March 18th.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's... This year is going to be, I think, probably the best ever movie-wise as far as like... most money ever made in a box office. I think this is the year that's going to just... Oh, my God. Think about it. You just had Star Wars, even though it carried over.
Right.
You have Deadpool. Okay, you got the Batman, Superman. At some point, they're going to have the Suicide Squad. That's right. Going to kill.
The new Captain America comes out.
The new Captain America actually comes out soon, May, I think.
Is that Civil War?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That looks fucking good as
yes,
shit.
Yes, it does. And there's like, I think there's another superhero movie coming out, at least one more, sometime during the year. I just don't remember what it is. And you got that Independence Day sequel that's coming out this year. I know, but you know it's going to make money.
Well,
all the fans of the first one. I know. I agree with you. I think it looks shitty.
It looks horrible.
I think it looks shitty. I think what the funniest part about the whole thing is the guy that played Jeff Goldblum's dad looks exactly the same. 25 years later.
Yeah, he hasn't aged.
He hasn't aged a fucking bit.
Good for him.
Exactly. Like, he must be like an old Jewish wizard. I don't age. Yeah, he looks
shut up, I'm not Jewish.
Meanwhile, Jeff Goldblum looks like he died of AIDS 7 years ago. Have you ever seen his apartments commercials? Yeah. It's amazing. What a difference.
Georgia Weezy.
I hate Jeff Goldblum.
Why?
I think he's a great actor.
He's
annoying. His demeanor.
He's annoyed me for 20. I didn't buy him as the gangster in Deep Cover, and it's ruined his career for me.
I didn't buy that either.
It was horrible.
I forgot about that.
I didn't buy that either.
And it's just every time I see him, I'm like, this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he's a very good actor. I just I can't take him seriously because of that one.
Yeah,
fucking
I agree with you.
That movie was great, except for him.
Jeff Goldblum.
He was terrible.
Yeah, he's
I'm just looking at him like this motherfucker's trying to be a gangster. Go back to your office.
It's one thing if it was a comedy, then it would make sense.
Right,
but
I didn't buy it.
No. No.
I thought he ruined it.
And it's like Saul Rosenberg
awesome
being...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like a tall Saul.
I'll shoot you, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to call the police.
Yeah, I don't buy it either. I mean, he's, you know, whatever. But Jeff Goldblum, Jesus Christ. We're talking about such non-relevant people right now.
Isn't there another Star Wars movie coming out this year? The Rogue One?
I heard it was rumored to come out this year. I don't know if that's definite. If it is, it's got to be coming out late in the year.
Well, yeah, December I thought it was supposed
to come
out.
All right, well, then out. There you go. There's another one. Like I said, there's so many fucking blockbusters coming out this year that it's got to be the biggest year ever for movies. I mean, as far as, you know, money. I mean, how many times are they going to sell out? Like, you know, when other movies come out, nobody fucking goes. You know, you got these kids' movies, maybe it might sell out the first couple nights, the weekend. But, yeah. You know, it's... I don't know.
Those
and that's another thing,
those
too.
Those movies kill, too.
I was about to say, there's a lot of those fucking movies
Pixar
coming out this year.
And all those.
Yeah.
Disney.
That, there's one coming out.
Oh, yeah, the pet one. I really want to see that. Really
Zootopia?
Bad.
Yeah.
Zootopia, did too. You, the other one is like this...
Two.
No.
Oh.
The Secret Life of Pets. Also.
No, I
that's what
that.
I want to say. That was the Super Bowl
insane.
Commercial See, with the like friend, like the poodle was sitting there, and then the owner puts on this like symphony music, and then as soon as he leaves, they change the music to System of a Down, and they all start headbanging.
No,
it's
I don't remember
fucking,
that.
It was my favorite commercial.
I don't remember
Super Bowl.
That one.
But yeah, that looks awesome. It's called like The Secret Life of Pets or something. It looks amazing, and Zootopia looks amazing.
Well, I saw the preview when I went to see Star Wars, and the scene when they were in the DMV and they were talking to the sloths. That shit was fucking funny. I was like, I would definitely see this.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like that shit was so funny.
I saw that. Now I remember.
Oh,
now
yeah. I love that shit.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You probably believe that happens, right? You think when you leave.
Oh, well, yeah.
Dogs,
with the squirrel thing and the dogs.
Dude,
well,
I definitely think something happens.
Yeah, what do you think they do?
Yeah, they probably,
I don't know. It depends on the
she's
dog.
She's going, break out the blow.
Yeah.
Missy always comes home like, why am I low on coke? Meanwhile, the dog's just chasing its tail.
Top
for 8 hours. My weed is missing. Dog's eating Funyuns.
You probably think they do. They have a fucking car.
Something happens.
You think they have their own drug dealers and shit?
No.
Oh, okay. How yeah, that's ridiculous.
They don't have opposable thumbs.
What the fuck does that mean?
How are they going to open the door?
What?
How are they going to open a door to let the drug dealer in?
Don't they get walked?
He leaves them in the porch.
On the yard. Yeah. They go on the yard. They pick it up.
And he, you know,
they
yeah.
sniff it out. They can smell anything.
That's it. He sneaks out some dog bones for payment, leaves it in the bush.
The barter system. Yeah.
That's how they do it. You didn't know that?
No, but you got my wheels turning now.
Oh, Jesus.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah. I feel like I'm high, but I didn't do anything to get here.
Talking about what pets do when Missy leaves, what her pets do when she leaves for the day.
They and probably try to get the fish smell out of the house.
Oh, shut up.
It smells like an anchovy's cunt. Open a window.
Probably trying to get out of Dodge. The fuck out of here.
Shush.
I heard about Ozzy.
Yeah. Ozzy killed himself.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's the Ozzy. Rumor. That's the rumor in the pet world.
You're evil.
Yeah, that's the rumor in the pet world.
He didn't get killed by a folding sofa.
That was Lucifer, goddamn.
Yeah, she's a serial killer of pets.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't kill Lucifer. Someone else did.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, dude. If that's the story you're saying.
Trying to make me cry again?
Murderer.
Fuck you. I didn't do it. Cunt did it.
Huh.
Pet murderer.
No. I love pets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cue Sarah McLachlan.
Don't...
That song does nothing for me anymore. I'm numb.
You're numb for that?
You're like, all right, the dog's dying.
You know what's funny? No, it's what's funny is I realized the humor in those commercials.
Yeah.
There's a cameraman filming pets in cages. Just open a fucking cage, let him out. What are you filming him for? Just let him go. You're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save him.
And like, what do they do to make them look so sad?
Someone's got a fucking boombox with a Sarah McLachlan CD in it. Ready? Action.
And the dogs are like,
you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck is that? Get the fuck out of here.
That's true.
Right.
Right. They're witnessing the taping of the abused dog.
Right.
Why don't you let
I don't think
go?
That dog has enough fucking scarring. Would you beat the shit out of it a little more?
Yeah.
But the way,
scumbag, come here.
But the way things are nowadays, it's just like real life. Every time you see like a fucking YouTube fight, there's always somebody or somebody just getting their ass kicked.
Right.
There's always somebody filming it. Help the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make money on this.
Yeah, but the commercial.
Do you think the cameraman kicks the dog before they start
filming?
But
that's what I mean. But the commercial, that commercial is planned. Fights aren't planned. They just happen, you know. Unless, I mean, maybe somebody's like, I'm going to kick that motherfucker's ass. And then, you know, someone knows and starts filming them as they're walking away. But those commercials are planned, you know. They're scripted. I mean, the pets don't have scripts. They just throw them in cages.
Get the camera ready. I'm going to go stab the dog.
they drug the pets, and they wait just at the moment when they wake up, so they just look fucked up. You know what I mean? You think after they yell cut, like the Secret Life of Pets, they're like, someone take this prosthetic off me. This is crazy. The dog's just like, you know, peeling the burns off of them.
It's hot in here. I can't take this. I can't take this working condition.
Yeah.
Jersey Bolt.
Who?
Bolt?
No.
That's
the runner?
No, it's a dog, and it's a cartoon, and he thinks that he's a superhero.
I forgot. It is on my DVR list.
It's a good movie.
We do watch a Bolt.
I love Pixar. Okay. I love that shit.
It's Pixar?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have any kids. I don't know why you watch it.
I watch all
of them. What are you talking about? She had four.
Yeah, they're swimming.
I love cartoons.
The sequel's called Flush.
Jesus Christ, Bob.
You don't line them up on a couch?
Yes.
Is there any demographic you don't kill?
Oh, my God.
What?
Is there evil. Any
fucking kills animals, kills babies.
Yeah.
Yes. What's next?
I don't know.
Fat people?
Maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
You sick cunt.
You put them in mason jars and sit them next to you while you watch these movies?
Yes, that's exactly what I do. Mm-hmm. We bond.
The Mutter Kids.
Oh, love the Mutter Kids. Yeah. Like, wake up.
Yeah. Wake up! La, la, la.
Put a little piece of popcorn in a jar.
There you go. They're not old enough to eat popcorn.
That's all right.
Yeah, she won't waste food anyway.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know. Sick imagination.
No solid foods yet.
Jesus.
Ever.
No, right now they're just eating shit and piss somewhere in the sewer
I'm sure
system.
They've dissolved into nothingness.
I'm sure they did after an animal shit them out when they ate them.
Jesus Christ.
Or they survived and they come back looking like sloths.
Maybe they're like little swamp kids.
Yeah, they mixed with like frog DNA.
Yeah, they're gonna form a band. your alien children.
Oh my God.
They're talented, miss.
They are talented. I would expect nothing less.
It obviously isn't from your DNA.
I got talent, yo.
Yeah.
You still haven't learned how to play the guitar yet.
No,
you
want
to be a rock star.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a rock star.
You said you wanted
to be a rock star.
You said
you wanted to be a rock star.
We have tape.
I want to be a rock star in my own mind.
Oh.
Shut up.
And plus, I said I wanted to be a rock star in the past.
Yeah, 2 weeks off. I still don't want to hear this shit.
You make me sick, you fucking baby.
Oh, fuck.
What does that even... I'm a rock star in my own mind.
Yeah. I'm skinny in mine.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
We already discussed this.
She's got Down syndrome.
You kind of sounded and looked like Pee Wee Herman when you said that. We kind of discussed this. Ha ha. Arr. We kind of discussed this.
Shut up.
Paging Dr. Herman.
Missy's blowing that one right off.
Yeah. Isn't a new Pee Wee Herman movie coming out?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is it the same guy?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
I know.
He's going to show you how to shoot people in the back of the head in the movie theater.
What the fuck?
I'm looking at that.
Same dude. Imagine.
Wow. Paul Rubens.
Imagine having to do that voice and put on that stupid fucking suit.
He made money off that.
He did make money
off that. He squandered it, but he made a lot of money off that.
Didn't he get arrested for jerking off in a movie theater or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, you want to run that joke through again?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, that's what you meant by that? Right over my head. I thought a new Pee Wee Herman movie was coming out, but it's not.
Shut up.
All right. Come on.
Right over your head instead of down your throat.
Oh, it is. Okay.
fuck are you doing?
I'm looking it up.
Wow.
Knowledge is power.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, you haven't paid your electric bill in a while, then.
What the fuck, man? Find that information you're looking for?
Yeah, it's going to be released on Netflix.
Oh, it's a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like that's one thing I'm getting sick of Netflix is the reissuing of old shit. Like, new versions of, like, Full House, the new Full House.
Oh, did you watch it?
No.
I watched it. It was pretty corny.
No shit.
It stuck to the original.
The one sister, boy, did she fucking grow up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Fuller Blouse, they're calling her?
Yeah, Full Blouse.
Full Blouse?
Yeah, Fuller Blouse.
She has huge tits.
Yeah, she does. They take up the whole fucking
screen. What's it rated?
Like
rated G. All. Whip them bad boys out.
It's rated G.
Yeah,
rated
she's G. the one with the Jizz. Drug problem.
She's
right?
the one that was like a meth head.
Yeah.
So she took a page out of the twins, Brooke?
Yeah, she was bad, though. She was like in rehab and shit.
So was one of the twins, right?
Yeah, but that was for like anorexia or something.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Like,
loser.
Like, she was like a yeah. She was on crystal meth and shit.
She looks good for being on crystal meth.
She looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks great.
Is that CGI or what is that?
Nah, they just took care of it. She's young enough.
Yeah, because the other one I can't stand.
DJ?
Oh, the
BJ?
The older sister. The oldest
yeah,
sister.
She looks hot too, though.
Yeah, but you know what? She annoyed me in the original show.
Yeah.
What little I watched of it. And that's part of the reason why I stopped. The whole show to me just didn't. I didn't care for it.
It was just ridiculous.
It was so like. I think I just got too old.
It was
at
like
that
sugary.
Point.
Like it was just like.
What?
I don't know. Sugary. It was like. It was just very wholesome and very.
Okay.
Like too wholesome. Like that. Nobody is like this.
It was
in real
like
life.
A new Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah. Like you're just like okay, come on. Nobody's like this in real life.
No.
But I watched the whole fucking thing.
You liked Uncle Jesse, didn't you?
No. I mean,
what?
I liked him when he was younger. He looked hot now.
He looks the same.
He looks exactly the same. He just has shorter hair. He doesn't have a mullet.
Yeah. I don't know. I was never like, ooh, Uncle Jesse.
The fuck was the name of his band?
Jesse and the Rippers.
Oh, that's right. In the show, you meant. I don't think I watched long enough to see the band.
Oh, my God. I watched to the end. I was so upset.
Who would ever thought that? What's his name? The fucking
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget was like. Like, one of the funniest fucking people, and not because of that show.
Right.
Yeah, not at
the
all.
Only thing he wasn't funny in was Full House.
Yeah, like, show, you know, yeah. After that, he had a nice gig on America's Funniest Videos. Like, he did that for years. He made a... Yeah, but he made
he
a
was,
killing.
I liked him as
No, no, he made a killing, though. I'm saying, I'm talking about his career. Like, he got lucky. Like, mm-hmm. You know, he was blessed by getting a shit ton of money for Full House. Then he gets a shitload of money for Funniest Videos for, God knows, like almost a decade.
Yeah.
And then after that, he disappears for a little while, and he starts doing stand-up. And then when you start hearing him on, like, Howard Stern, or you see him on, like, Entourage, he's like the funniest fucking guy.
Hell yeah, dirty his stand-up is insane.
Yeah, like, he's
it.
Super fucking raunchy, which is great.
He has the best fucking line in Half-Baked. And he's like, I used to suck dick for crack.
God, I wish I didn't laugh for
that.
Say it again, miss.
I used to suck dick for crack.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
I got some cracker.
Well, you're really playing Russian roulette with your penis there, buddy.
Listen, man. Life's a gamble.
Life's a gamble. Jesus.
Life's a gamble.
Yeah, he's fucking hilarious, man. He was
he's great.
I just heard him on Opie and Jim the other day, and he's fucking.
It's just weird when you call it Opie and Jim.
It's hard. It's, I know.
It just
it's
doesn't
hard.
Have the same.
No, but
I'd rather.
Do they call it O and J?
No, they call it Opie and Jim.
It should
Opie
be called the Jim. OJ Show or something.
Yeah,
I would love to for OJ in prison. I did not watch this week's
Me neither.
OJ, so.
Okay.
It's awesome, just like every other week.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. The last couple, I think it's getting better. Like, obviously, we all know what happens.
Right.
So, it's not really a spoiler. Just the way they're presenting it and, like, the actors involved, it's so fucking compelling.
It's
it really
so
is.
It's so fucking good.
It's so compelling to the point where 2 weeks ago, on a Saturday night, I was at my girl's house. We were watching something. I forget what the hell we were watching. Oh, we watched that movie with The Rock where the fucking earthquake.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of bullshit.
Yeah. Well, obviously. Yeah.
I mean, it was funny. Like, the most believable thing in there was the earthquake. Everything else was just not believable. But we were watching that movie, and when it ended, we were just, like, flipping through, and we both, like, kind of passed out on the couch. I woke up, like, 2 hours later while she was still sleeping, and I was skimming through channels, and there was this OJ special. So I'm like, what's this? So it was basically just, like, a newer documentary of recapping
what
happened.
Was it the OJ tapes?
No. Okay. No, they literally showed everything from start to finish, even the behind the scenes, but the real life shit that was actually on camera. And I was like, okay, I'm watching this. 2 fucking hours I watched it. And you know what? I was so, like, compelled while I was watching. I was like, this is fucking great. Like, waiting for the commercials to end. Like, it's this fucking show. And now I saw it on the news. Apparently there's, like, new evidence they found and that knife or something. Mm-hmm. They found, like... Was it the knife? Are they saying
the knife?
They're just saying it's a knife.
Yeah. Somebody took it from years ago.
Like, oh, it was
like
an ex-cop.
1997
Yeah,
or
yeah, it was like an ex-cop stole a knife or something.
That
and
was
then,
buried. But they're saying it's the...
Yeah, no. I think it was when they were knocking down the house or something.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
The construction worker found a knife, gave it to an off-duty cop who was working on like a film set across the street. Right. And the off-duty cop kept it forever until now.
So they demolished OJ's house, right?
Right. Is that how it came out?
Yeah. Yeah. And what did they do with that area? Did they put another house up?
Graveyard.
I was going to say, what is it, a fucking memoriam or something?
I don't know. No.
No, someone bought it and built a new house
on
it.
Raised it.
Yeah.
There's a statue. There's a statue of Nicole and Ron, except her head's on the floor.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what they did there, but...
I'm pretty sure somebody bought it, knocked the house down, and built another house there.
I read that the knife doesn't go with the cuts on the body and stuff. Like, it's different type of knife. I don't know. Again,
I thought they had the actual knife. Didn't they have
the
knife?
No, they had the glove, remember?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But
they never had a knife.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing that I didn't remember until I watched that documentary was OJ was trying to put those gloves on when he had rubber gloves on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he had to wear the rubber gloves.
Not only that,
not
he was extending his hands.
Exactly.
Like his hands were like, you know, like fanned out. His fingers were fanned out while he was putting the... No wonder why it don't fit. You're supposed to, you know...
Exactly.
Like you're going to fist.
Remember, Johnny Cochran was like the master of distraction.
He was like a preacher on that stand.
Yeah, he was a fucking joke. Well, I mean...
Well, no, he was... Listen,
but he was
joke or no joke, he did a phenomenal... He played the race card and he used it to his advantage to win that case.
How could you not? Yeah. With all the fucking...
It was worth every fucking penny.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Exactly. And that's the thing. He did his fucking... Hate him or love him, he did his fucking job.
Yeah. Perfectly.
And if I was in trouble, I'd want a guy like him
absolutely.
To get me.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Not fucking Bob Shapiro. Let's settle.
Yeah.
Let's settle.
Yeah, I didn't know he was like that.
How great is it that they used the F-bomb on that show?
Yes. Yeah.
How great is Travolta in this show?
He's awesome. He's even though he doesn't look anything like Bob Shapiro.
No, but he's awesome.
Yeah, he's great in it.
He's got Bob Shapiro's like mannerisms down and shit, though, for sure.
Well, yeah, sort of. When I saw the documentary and I saw the real Bob Shapiro, I'm like, I think he's overdoing it.
Really?
Yeah. If you look... Just look it up on YouTube when you have time. He's really overdoing it. Like, he's way too... You know what I'm talking about? He's like way too like skittish or whatever.
Yeah.
Where Bob Shapiro is very calm in
I'm
the courtroom. But when he talks in the courtroom, he's like, Your Honor! You know, like he's all fucking... Like he's getting just on the verge of Parkinson's. You know? Bob Shapiro in the courtroom is just like, you know, Your Honor. He's very soft-spoken.
Like,
yeah, he's like tense. You know? I'm just waiting for him to turn into one of his other characters
from
another movie.
The cast is so good, though. Everybody just does that.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Cuba's fucking great in it.
Wait till you see him this week.
Yeah. Do I get to see him cut Nicole's head off? Is that why?
Yeah, and he runs around the jail cell with the head.
No. I mean, like, do they actually reenact the crime? That would be fucking crazy if they did that. I don't know if they did this week or not, but...
I think this week they focused on Marsha, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. God, you know, the original Marsha Clark annoyed the fuck out of me back then because she was just a hoity-toity cunt.
She annoyed everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
And this actress is so good that she annoys me as Marsha Clark.
She's fucking
great. This episode...
Just like her.
This episode focuses almost a whole episode's about her, right. And you actually kind of feel bad for her.
I feel like you're going to feel bad for her.
Yeah, she's
from episode
cunty.
One, the way she treated her kids when they wouldn't eat their food and she acted like an asshole. I was like, yeah, she's a cunt. She deserved to lose.
I mean, not only that, she's fucking terrible at her job.
She obviously is. Her strategy is awful.
Right. She took a look at the jury. It's like 11 black people and one white girl. She's like, no, that'll do.
Yeah.
What are you, retarded?
Because she's like, black people love me.
What the fuck does that mean?
They talk about your fucking Brillo pad head.
That was
your
Miller
back.
In high school for dating black chicks.
There you go.
Not only that. People love him
too. She dismissed the fucking witness that saw OJ driving like a madman and yelled at her because she went and did a fucking. So what if she did a TV show? Like an interview? How does it make it not credible?
Right.
That's so stupid. That's like your eyewitness. He's fleeing the murder scene.
You know, it's funny.
It ruins his alibi, and she's like, no, we're not going to use her.
Yeah. Wait till you see the girl that Cochran puts on the stand this week.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Is it that...
it's the housekeeper from across the street or something. Okay. Wait till you see this fucking disaster.
Oh, really?
No, he's not home.
Oh, man. I gotta watch it.
It's good. The whole episode was good, man.
Yeah. No. Hey, you fat, keep you warm.
Wait, is this my trial? I like a couple weeks ago when one of her best friends wrote the book about her.
Jesus Christ.
And they were all in the room reading it, and they're like, this is unbelievable. And it's like, lesbians, 196. And they all turned to the fucking page.
Who the fuck was that again? Faye Resnick? Was that Faye Resnick?
Faye Resnick, yeah.
Whore.
If you look at the real Faye Resnick and the actress, they got nothing. They look nothing.
Like?
No. The real Faye Resnick kind of looks almost exotic looking, like she's like she's has a mixed race to her.
Right.
And she looks like a Playboy playmate from like the 90s. Yeah, but look at her back then. Don't look at her now. She got everything's redone. She looks like a transformer now. But she looks more like Optimus Prime now. But if you look at her back then, because she did Playboy shortly after the trial was over.
Of course she did.
You know, she had big fucking cans and whatever. This woman they got to play her looks nothing. No, she's like almost like a librarian compared to her, the real one, which is kind of
odd. Yeah, she looks like Italian or something.
Yeah, like something. Yeah. She's got some sort of like, you know.
Or Spanish maybe.
Yeah, something, whatever.
It's hard not to talk about the past episode.
You know what, you could talk, I don't give a fuck because I know the outcome. You don't ruin anything for me. I got to see.
I know. But
I get to see the acting.
This is the... He drops, F. Lee Bailey drops the word nigger.
I know you
I saw the preview.
Okay. I looked at, I mean, he was just dropping it, man, Adam. Yeah.
Have you ever called and he, or used the word nigger?
Oh, yeah, because they put
Furman.
Furman on the
Furman,
stand?
Yeah, put Furman on the stand.
Furman, Fuhrer?
Furman, German. Yeah, that was Dave Chappelle. Yeah. When they were using it, they were trying to get him as the jury. Yep. OJ. Furman, German. I didn't just do that.
Yeah. That piss is digital.
God, I miss that show.
Yeah, man, it's really good this week.
Yeah, they just dropped the N-word. They just kept dropping
it. They have to.
I know.
It just kind of revolves around it. That's how he gets off.
Yeah.
You just got to grasp that it's on cable. You know what I mean? And they're
They've said.
I know.
The Shield used that before. Yeah.
I didn't see
that. Yeah, there's tons of shows.
I didn't know he did that in the trial, you know, where he just pretty much said.
Well, that's the whole basis of putting him on the stand.
Yeah.
Because of his history. You know, see, here's the biggest, this is what cracks me up. So Marcia Clark asks Christopher Darden to be part of the team just to not look too white up there, right? I mean, it's from the storytelling of the show, it looks like they are kind of friendly to each other. Yeah. And she does seem to respect him as a lawyer or whatever.
But she
When that dude, when her boss was like, we need to get this guy, the guy who was interviewing all those people and asking them, like, how, like, that's the guy you should have got. Right. Not saying that Christopher Darden was a good choice, but if you're going to get him, listen to him Every piece of advice that he was giving Marcia Clark, she was like, no, we're fine, we're fine. That's what I mean.
Yeah, Marcia Clark lived in a fucking fantasy world.
Yes.
Where,
like all women.
Yeah, where he lived in real life. Like, you want to win this case, yeah. This is what they're going to do, this is what you need to do.
I'm a girl, I'm going to win. Okay.
She's ugly as shit, she don't even count as a girl.
No, she doesn't. But yeah, she was... You know, listen, I don't disagree with her feelings on the case. It's obviously he did it. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck that he got proven innocent.
Well, she almost was cocky about it from the beginning.
No, he got proven not guilty.
But from the beginning, you saw, she's like, with this amount of evidence, this is a slam dunk. Like, I think she said that verbatim at one point.
She did.
She didn't really take it seriously because I think she just thought, okay.
She thought it was an easy win.
Yeah. In the end, easy win. Like, she this is going to be fine.
Yeah, she didn't think it was a racist.
She
was
then, hopped. You know, he built that dream team of lawyers that were
You know what? He didn't really need a dream team. He could have just had Cochran alone, and it would have still been the same outcome.
Yep, he ran it.
Yeah, she was completely out of her fucking element. She had no idea. She was under so much. Basically, she was living in a fantasy world, like a bubble, because she thinks that she was like, you know, black people love her or whatever. But, oh, black women. Yeah, what I'm saying is when you're representing a battered woman, whether she's black or white or whatever she is, if you get her money or you get the person that you're prosecuting or whatever in trouble or in jail, they're all going to love you if you win their case.
And you know what they should have said to her when she said black people love me? Everybody loves OJ.
Right.
Everybody.
Yeah. Nobody knows who the fuck she is.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't matter if black people like you or not. Everybody loves OJ, and you need to get that through your fucking head before you walk in that courtroom.
Yeah.
Everybody loves OJ.
She was ignorant to that fact. She didn't even know who OJ
everybody,
was.
I mean...
Yeah, she didn't know who the fuck OJ was.
Of course, shit. There's no fuck... How could you not... Everybody in the world knew who OJ was.
No, I believe it.
She knew once they said
I believe it
was the guy from the fucking...
I believe it, because you know what? You'd be surprised what... Well, look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You'd be surprised what women don't know. Like, you think because OJ is... But let me tell you something.
Like, if you want to compare it to today, that's like somebody saying, "I don't know who Peyton Manning is." He's on every other fucking commercial.
No.
OJ was all over
you.
The movies. He was all over commercials. He was a fucking star football player. Everybody knew OJ.
I hear you, but there are plenty of women out there that don't watch football.
I agree, but they've seen him, and
you're also talking about talking about a day and age where social media is around, which helps. People know.
I agree.
But let me tell you something. Women out there that aren't too good with men and don't have many boyfriends and don't watch sports or anything like that, you know, they probably don't know who the fuck Peyton Manning is unless they order Papa John's, which they probably do if they're alone.
Can that big headed guy deliver the pizza for me?
Papa John's, you taste so good.
Not really.
No, it's the worst out of all of them.
I like that garlic sauce.
I don't.
That garlic butter sauce?
No, I don't. Slamming. No. You realize that's like squeezed from a homeless man's underwear.
Yes, yeah, I love it.
Who?
Found a pube in it once.
Cool.
It was sealed. That was the crazy part.
It's magic.
Yeah. Magic garlic sauce with extra hair, please. I do like the little peppers they add in there, though. That's fucking great.
Yeah, the pepper.
But honestly, out of the fast food pizza places, that's the worst one.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, like if the Manning family were fast food pizza places, Cooper Manning would be Papa John's. The one that doesn't play football.
Oh, the one that doesn't play football. The smart one?
Smart.
I don't know.
His brothers make $20 million a year, and he's the smart one?
Well, I was just giving him a break. I think he was just not talented. He's retarded. No, that's Eli.
Third touchdown.
Yeah.
She really blew that case, man. The more I watch it, the more I realize she fucked up.
Big of course time. She fucked up.
Yeah, I just thought it was, you know, I just thought, hey, you know, racist cop.
The other thing is fucked up, too, is, you know, that was the wrong judge for that fucking trial. He was the wrong judge.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Why, because he was Asian?
No.
Say ask him.
Because he was like he wanted to do it for fame.
He was just doing it for his career.
Yeah, like he just wanted, he was like a...
He wasn't a serious, like, I don't want to say he's not a serious judge. He didn't take the case here. He was more, he absorbed the media more than the actual case.
Yeah, he liked the attention that was coming off of him.
Because he was
making a scene.
Because for him, he was playing a part.
Absolutely.
He wanted to come off as this great mind of a judge. And, you know, meanwhile, you know.
He's an idiot.
As soon as he left, he probably fucking went and pulled a rickshaw down the fucking.
Right after you suck on these little Chinese nuts.
The Honorable Lancito.
All rise.
Please be seated. I hold you in contempt. Bariff, please escort.
Fine.
Waste your mouth to nudge me to Gigi.
Bariff. Fuck. Effery Barry.
Rojay.
Mr. Cochran, please be seated. Hoi. Hoi.
He sounded more white than us.
I know, yeah. I know.
Mr. Cochran. You're a witness, please.
Yeah. He did.
I know, he was like super white. Yeah. It's almost like he was a white guy, he just scotch taped his eyes back. As soon as he leaves the courtroom, he's just like, oh man, these things are killing me.
I gotta get rid of this yellow tan.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
This tanning lotion's awful. It smells.
Jesus.
That smells like low man.
And you know what's funny though? His name was hysterical. Lance.
Yeah.
Rancito. Rancito.
I didn't know his wife was a cop too.
Was that his wife or his girlfriend?
I thought it was his girl.
His girlfriend?
Yeah.
I thought it was his wife.
Did they talk about why she like stopped at Mark Furman?
She's a cop. She probably knows who he was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's
if she says, yes, I know him, he can't be the judge.
That was the whole thought, like, she had dated him or something, and maybe they were going to touch on that. Mm. Oh, okay.
Did you fuck my wife?
White devil, white devil.
You a fuck it to my wife.
Reach for the scare, honky.
Fuck you.
What the hell was that?
Chris, take your cock out of her mouth. We're doing a show here.
Oh my god.
Just throw it in your mouth.
Jesus
no, Christ. I was laughing.
Did you really just fucking gargle up something, some jizz or something?
Oh my god.
We gotta keep that sound bite.
Mm-hmm.
What's the timestamp on that one?
Approximately an hour.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Would you like a napkin? A paper towel? I don't get it. I don't know how they fucking talk like that and not hurt their fucking face. That's why they look like that. It hurts to talk.
I was just going to say, like, when you are making, like, that impression, your eyes.
It's, like, automatic.
He fully committed to it.
Yeah, I totally.
Your
totally.
Eyebrows change.
Well, let's move along now.
We should take a break.
Those goddamn chaps.
We should take a break.
All right, let's take a break.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You of course. Talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink. Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off.
Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
unmic'd. And
unmic'd. Yes.
In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days,
wait,
he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Hey, everybody, and we're back. Don't forget to go on riotcast.com/jerseyjerks. Donate some money.
Some monies.
Oh, that voice, man.
You know you like it.
Jesus
Christ. It's like a tranny.
Oh, God.
What's you know wrong? You like it.
What's wrong with my voice? It's got
we going there again?
No, no.
I don't care.
I am totally flaccid, but thank you. I appreciate your time.
Shut up.
Is it floppy?
Yes. those fucking jelly beans are still here.
I know.
Get rid of them.
I got another whole box.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to do the fucking thing.
We got to do the trivia.
We got to do that, man. That shit was funny.
I want somebody to vomit.
Fucking gave.
I almost did.
Yeah, I was close, man.
We'll have to get a trash can.
I'll be honest. That night when I went home, I couldn't sleep. My stomach was bothering me.
Yeah.
I kept
sure.
burping up nasty. Different tastes.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. What is that? Is that shit?
Is that
just the shit?
Rotten cheese.
Yeah,
spoiled cheese.
Yeah, I brushed my teeth. I used fucking mouthwash.
That was disgusting.
I had an Altoid. I did everything I possibly could to try and get rid of that fucking taste. And the next morning I woke up and I thought someone shit in my mouth.
Horrible. Horrible.
I was checking to see if the cat shit in my mouth. Ugh.
I felt sick, man.
Yeah, nasty. For sure. I was not feeling it.
Fucking gross.
Trifling.
Oh, God, this fucking girl's gorgeous. Not on.
Missy always comes through with the calendars.
I do.
Hold on. I gotta check something out.
I'm kind of
behind.
Listen, March may be sticky, so just...
Ew.
I'm not even on March yet. I still haven't flipped over from fucking February.
Whew. My God!
Yeah, this year is definitely good.
Chicks at?
These are the best of.
Oh
well, okay. Well, I'll tell you where to find them.
Yeah, in my dreams.
Find me, and then look 200 miles in every direction. So I should always be like the center point
right.
of your map.
Okay,
there's 200 miles this way, that way, this way, north, west.
That's where all the hot chicks are at.
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
Mm-hmm.
They do this hot chick cam or something like that.
Hottie cam.
Yeah. I saw it on Facebook.
What are we doing here? We should be doing that.
I know.
The fuck did we do?
Set up a camera and one fucking.
No, I meant like we should be like we should have their jobs.
Oh.
We should be doing their jobs. Is what I'm saying. We're doing a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Half underground.
Only half though.
Right there, Miss
Gravy.
She goes on in 10.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, what was that?
I have no idea.
No, it wasn't me. My volume's down.
The fuck is that?
Alright, cool.
How about that?
Is a power cord for the computer in?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What that was.
Fucking ghost.
If we go off the air, we're
yeah. Please stand by. Do we have the emergency broadcast system to play?
We'll go straight to music.
Speaking of emergency broadcast system, I fucking can't stand when it shows up in one of my DVR recordings.
You ever get that?
No.
Oh, my God. A couple weeks ago, I recorded something, and they did this long motherfucking one. It was like 5 minutes long. It was, maybe it was like a month ago. It was during that whole tornado thing in our area or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was just like, it took forever to go through, and I'm like, I'm waiting. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, how did I DVR this shit? Like, honest to God. It's fucking ridiculous, man. It's always during, like, the best parts. Like, oh, I don't even know what happened.
I've never seen.
It was during, I want to say it was, like, Chicago PD. Something like that. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck, really?
That's the worst,
that,
man.
They're about to fucking find the guy.
And then they don't pause it. They just continue from where.
Same thing when they do, like, a breaking news story local.
Yeah.
If it's something on one of those channels. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, a building in Philadelphia's on fire. Who gives a fuck?
Tons of buildings
on fire. Yeah, who gives a shit?
Call Chicago PD.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't care if Philadelphia's on fire. Call me after it's done. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Sergeant Voight's about to get nasty.
Yeah, right. I love that dude.
He's awesome.
He's fucking great. You know where I can find this guy? He has a voice. How does he have a voice left?
I don't know. He was on that documentary for the...
The Scientology.
Scientology one.
Yeah, he was originally supposed to be the Tom Cruise guy.
Oh, he was. Yeah, that's right.
Travolta was first. Travolta was because he started earlier than Cruise.
Right, and then he was gay, so they kicked him out.
Right. And then they were breeding him.
But he wasn't really a well-known actor.
No, he wasn't, but he was... They were trying to steer him in that direction. They were using their power to try to steer him in that direction. And he didn't do any... He was never, like, the lead role in anything. He always did supporting roles.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in G.I. Jane.
Yeah.
You know, you know what I mean? And he was in Californication, but that was years later. But to hear him talk about that Scientology shit, that was funny.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Sounds like a badass in real life, too. I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy you want to mess with. No.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting with him in it. And then Leah Remini, too, now.
Oh, she's a cunt. I fucking hate her from King of Queens.
You don't like her from King of Queens, though?
No. That fucking face of hers, I just want to punch it. She always looks like she's disgusted with Doug.
Wouldn't you? He's fucking 400 pounds.
Dude, fuck that. He's funny.
He is funny.
He was funny on the show. And you know what? I'm sorry, I just don't think he deserved to be treated like shit all the time. Because he wanted to do shit with the guys.
Yeah.
He would sneak because she didn't want him to do it.
Yeah.
She wanted him to, like, take his father out or something.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, why? It's your father. Fuck off. You take him out.
Yeah, you get the...
Right, exactly. Everything she does is way more important than what he does. You know what I mean?
You really analyzed that show, huh?
Of course I did. It's my life. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
That's pretty much right on the money. Yeah.
With the exception of the wife part, but yeah, I mean,
close enough.
But
she's hot.
I used to think she was hot, and then at some point during the show before it ended, I was like, I'm done. I think the first time she got pregnant,
right,
and she stayed. She was like, she looked like Doug. Mm-hmm. You know, what I mean, even after the baby, she just kept the weight. It's just like, all right, I'm keeping this.
Yeah, yeah, she was.
Now I feel like I'm watching Mike and Molly. You know what I mean? This wasn't planned. Those velour sweat outfits she used to wear. She looked like the blueberry chick in Willy Wonka after she blew up.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I started recently like watching older shows.
Yeah.
Like I started watching Seinfeld again. Like, I know they play the reruns all the time, but I'm kind of watching them in order, and it's just fucking hilarious.
Do you know what I'm watching right now?
What's that?
Louie.
The second one or the first one?
The first one.
Lucky Louie?
No, just Louie. Then I guess it's the second one.
What was the first one called?
Lucky Louie was the one on HBO.
That's the one I'm talking about.
I'm watching Louie on Netflix.
Okay, so it's the second one.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fucking funny.
He had two different shows.
Oh, I'm just watching Louie.
The one on HBO was called Lucky Louie.
Wasn't that just one season?
One or two.
I think it was one that was fucking hysterical.
It was hysterical, right? Jim Norton was on it, right?
Everybody was on it. It was hilarious.
Yeah. In the first episode, like, Big J was on it. The sec, like, Bobby Kelly plays his brother.
Yeah, that's
yeah one, Jim right. Norton's been on it. Nick DiPaolo.
Dane Cook was on it.
I saw the Dane Cook. I think I'm only in the fourth episode.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because didn't they not? They had something with each other, right? Didn't they not like each other?
I just watched the episode where Nick DiPaolo and Louis C.K. fight. They get into a fist fight.
Nick DiPaolo is hilarious.
Yeah, because of over race. Yeah, like racism.
I see that one, yeah.
Because Louis keeps calling him a Nazi, and then Nick DiPaolo throws a drink on him, and they like start going at it.
Louis C.K.
So you're on the first season?
First season.
Enjoy
like
it, because you're going to have to wait another 5 seasons for a funny episode.
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
I stopped watching.
Yeah, there's like one or two really funny ones every season.
Yeah.
The one where he went up.
But the first season was fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
So far, it's so fucking
funny.
Well,
it was kind of the same thing with me and It's Always Sunny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the first season. Yep. As soon as Danny DeVito joins the cast, it sucks.
Fucking ruined it.
Right. I'm like... And I got none against Danny DeVito. It's just he doesn't belong in the show. You know, it just doesn't work.
Well,
for me.
Some shows were. I thought some episodes were funny, but in a whole, it wasn't.
I couldn't
good.
Make it through the whole second season. I was like, wow, this is
like
garbage.
His whole character and everything's kind of annoying.
Yeah, he's like an older, fatter Charlie Day.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
But like when they live together, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, not enough for me to.
No, you probably wouldn't like it.
No.
I can like tolerate it, but I stopped watching it too. I was just like a fucking. Fell off.
I started watching Dexter again.
I love Dexter.
I just wanted to see the first season and the Trinity Killer season.
Yeah,
that's it.
The Trinity Killer season.
That was great.
Best.
That was like fuck season.
I just
four.
Started watching it.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Once you get to the Trinity Killer, you're just.
Have you
like
ever seen it before?
No, I've never seen Dexter.
Oh, okay, I won't say anything. It's really good.
It's great.
How far are you in?
Four episodes.
It's good though, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
I like
it's
it.
Really good.
Yeah, you're gonna. Like
I'm
it
late on the game. I was late on songs, and I'm.
I was late. To Dexter too, but I love it.
Yeah,
I like,
it's great.
I didn't watch it while it was on TV. I watched it once it was over.
Yeah, it gave you the DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah,
really good.
It's so far so good, man.
Yeah,
yeah, I like his character.
After the first season, you're gonna see a lot of cool guests every year.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, like there's like a different serial killer.
Or not really.
Or a different supporting main character.
Yeah, it's like they do that in every show. Once a show gets big, the next season they bring somebody out, like The Shield did with Forrest Whitaker and Glenn Close. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like that.
Did you finish Sons?
Yeah, I finished Sons, yeah.
Jimmy Smits was on both of them, and both of his characters are awesome.
Actually, I think
Dexter, he's really
he
bad.
Was nominated for an Oscar for Sons. Or
he was
an
so,
Oscar, an Emmy.
He was amazing.
He won an Emmy for Dexter.
Did he?
Yeah.
He was
awesome on Sons.
He was. He's just as good on Dexter.
Really?
He's so good.
Yeah. Is he a cop or is he?
He's a rich he's a guy.
Okay. No. He's a cop.
Is he a cop?
Oh, no.
His brother's a cop.
No, he's a DA. He's a lawyer or some shit like
he's
that.
He's a lawyer or something.
Yeah. A DA or something like that. Yeah.
But
some
I think,
government.
I think his brother's a cop on.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Actually, you're making me want to go watch it. So I'm going to go back
get
and
out of here.
It.
Go watch it.
I thought he was awesome
Deuces.
On Sons.
He was excellent on Sons. I had like a crush on him.
I kind of want to watch Sons again.
Hey, Mijo.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. I did. I had like a weird little crush on him on Sons. I was like, oh, he's so great.
He always looks like he's in
At least you had a crush on somebody your age.
I had Opie. I liked Opie.
Opie's younger than you.
Is he?
No, I don't know.
Yeah
he's 48.
Yeah, he is. She's 52.
I'm older than Opie.
And then Opie was on Bates Motel, too.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Bates Motel this week.
You know what?
It was really good. I thought it was good.
I don't know if I can keep going.
I'm already
Come
invested.
On, you have to see them have sex.
No,
they're not going to have sex. They're not.
I think they are, and that's what's creeping me out.
No, I think in his mind they may, but I don't think they're going to have sex.
Probably not in real
I haven't
life,
watched
but maybe
it,
in his mind.
But I sat there with Chris tonight. I was just eating my salad, and then they mom.
I like how we all laughed. We all laughed.
You got that? You got.
I just.
We all laughed at that.
Sound tossed.
Good
luck finding that one.
It's. I'll tell you. It's the time.
I just sat there eating my pizza salad.
My salad. Yeah, and I saw like them kissing on the lips. I looked at Chris like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Wait, excuse me. Shh.
Oh, you didn't see it this week?
No, I didn't watch it.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't nothing. Okay. It's not going to ruin anything. But you know,
it won't ruin anything. It's.
Yeah, it was just fucking. I looked at Chris like, "Fucking, you serious?"
Yeah, well, I'm definitely.
I don't know if I can get into it. I don't know if I can get into
it. I'm keeping up with it. Definitely, I like it. I want to see where Norman goes.
right in his mother's pussy.
That shit is gross.
Yeah, it's getting a little too disgusting.
It is disgusting. It is, but I don't think it'll ever beat
Boardwalk Empire. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was, like, brutally fucked up. I'd rather shit blood than watch that again. That was just so fucking...
Missy thought it was hot.
I did not think it was hot.
Oh, yeah, she did. You were finger blasted.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was definitely flicking her marble during that fucking...
Flicking her bean.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That got you hot, didn't it?
No. Felt bad good. For Jimmy.
Stop it. Creep.
Not a creep. Shut up.
Creepster. Freak.
Shut up.
That's her thing, man.
That's all right, miss. You can be into that shit.
That's so gross. Stop.
Teach his own.
Stop. That's nasty.
Yeah, I couldn't. I don't know. I couldn't get into it, man. That was. It kind of looked like freaky.
Yeah,
a little too freaky for me.
Yeah, it's definitely a creepy fucking show.
Yeah,
Norman is a creepy motherfucker.
Yeah, he really.
And he's getting like so worse.
Like honestly, like it's hard to like. I could never like know this guy in real life because I can never not see him as Norman. Like he'll always be Norman based to me. And it's just. I wish somebody would kill this fucking guy already. You know what I mean? Like just chop his head off. Where's OJ when you need him?
You know, when it was first coming out, it was popular. I was dating that one guy. And,
JC?
Jesus, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And,
are you dabbing right now? You're fabbing.
And Kim was like, is it weird that he kind of reminds me of Norman on Bates Motel?
Oh, like the way he acted? Yeah. Oh, God.
I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
You know what really disturbs me more than anything is like, last season, they did like a recap thing for like 10 minutes to show the previous three seasons. Like last season, when he really flipped his lid and he started wearing his mom's robe and was making breakfast for his brother
and acting like her.
Oh, Norman's asleep. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, somebody slapped the shit out of this guy.
And Dylan's just what the fuck?
He's like fucking. He weighs like 5 pounds. He's like 50 pounds.
I know. He gets like superhuman when he gets angry.
I noticed that.
He does. He gets like that. Strong, and he's like kicking Dylan's ass, and Dylan's like, "How's this?"
I know. I'm like, why does this guy just not kick his fucking balls in? Like, this guy's like all cock.
You know, it's funny. Like, he gets superhuman strength when he gets angry, but somehow in this past episode, it took him 20 minutes to break a fucking door down.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can kick the shit out of his brother, but get through a door now. Forget it.
Yep. Yeah.
Missy's like, "Fuck, shut up."
I know.
You don't know. It's
you
don't.
You really don't.
I didn't ruin anything.
No, he didn't.
All right. Good.
Do you feel like I ruined something for you?
No, no, no.
Because I'll ruin something for Marco if you'd like to even it up.
Yeah, no. I really don't care. Though. No, you can tell me what, you can tell me what happens on Dexter.
No, because I want his natural reaction. He has an opportunity here to...
What?
To fucking... No, to watch Dexter without knowing shit.
Well, what was your natural reaction to Sons? Did you like the ending? Remember when we all talked about it?
It was awful.
It was very artistic, right?
It was, yeah.
It was autistic. Not autistic.
Are you autistic? Hi, Chris.
It was very artsy. For the show not being so artsy to have an ending like that, I thought was bizarre.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I knew. I read what happened.
That was awful.
I saw what happened. Everybody posted and
stuff. That ending was brutally bad.
It was terrible.
I would have went a different way about it.
I don't know what it is about TV show writers and how they just are not capable of finishing a show properly. It seems like 80% of successful shows just fucking shit the bed at the very end, especially like the last episode.
Well, honestly, you know? Like my
Seinfeld,
opinion, yeah,
last episode,
it was terrible,
awful. It was nothing like the show. I mean, it was not saying it was nothing like the show. It just
it was an hour of parading every character from the show,
right?
From every
the
season,
whole jail up there. Thing, though, like. You know what I mean? Like, that just didn't belong.
I kind of... The one thing I did like about it is the very last conversation they had when they were in jail was the very first conversation
the show about
from
nothing?
The show. No, when they were in jail.
Oh,
they start
oh,
talking
oh.
about the button on the shirt. That was oh. the very first conversation they ever had on the show.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, but I mean, they did all that just to get to that point.
Like, yeah.
They could have done it differently, you know? I would have liked it better if they were exactly where they were the first
How
time
How do you end a sitcom, though?
It is tough.
I mean, honestly, what was it? I don't know if you guys ever watched Everyone Loves Raymond.
Yeah,
I watched. I never watched it completely.
Honestly, I think that's one of the most underrated TV shows.
I watched it.
I think it's hilarious. And the last episode was actually tolerable. It was like a decent episode for it being only a half-hour show. They kind of ended it on a good note. They basically ended it with family,
right?
Which is like the theme of the show.
Yeah.
But the way they got to it, it was pretty funny. It was actually very funny.
I mean, when you think about it, that's exactly how Seinfeld ended. The theme of the show is they're four assholes.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think it was. I was disappointed. I just thought they could have went simpler. They didn't have to go so off the fucking chart with it. You know, like just I don't know.
It's a trend. Sopranos. I mean, like the big one, right? They didn't end that strong.
Well
sitcom versus a TV drama are completely different.
Sure. Don't get me started on that bullshit.
Right. I mean, we don't have to get into that, but...
Yeah.
I thought the S.H.I.E.L.D. ending was fantastic.
Absolutely.
S.H.I.E.L.D. was good.
Absolutely.
Right?
It was probably one of the best ever endings. I mean, it was a shitty ending for the characters.
Yeah.
But it was a great ending for us, the viewers.
It's kind of... I thought that it was exactly the
you
way
knew there was no happy ending.
Right.
You knew there was no... Right. And you were thinking it was like, I mean, I was thinking that Vic Mackey was going to bite it, you know, like at some point, or he was going to be caught red-handed as far as trying to, even after he got caught, was going to do something again and get caught and then go to prison, which would have been interesting, but the way it ended for him, that's like torture.
Oh, yeah, he lost everything.
Everything
and
everybody.
Yep.
Right, yeah. So.
Do you guys watch Vinyl?
Yes, very
great.
Good show.
It was so fucking good.
Very
this
good
week.
Show. There's a new TV show on HBO coming out called Vice Principals. Did you see the preview for that?
No.
It's the Eastbound and Down guy. What's his name?
Danny McBride.
Danny McBride. And Shane from The Shield.
Nice.
Yeah, it looks hilarious.
Danny McBride is funny.
They're both fucking funny.
Yeah. I don't know The Shield.
You know the guy. He's the guy that was the tranny in Sons of Anarchy. With the
I love
30s.
Him. He was in Justified?
Yes.
Yeah.
Boyd.
Yes.
Right, Boyd.
Boyd Crowder.
Yeah, he's fucking hilarious.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
I forgot he was in fucking Sons.
He was excellent in Sons. He should have won a goddamn.
I forget, but the shit was hilarious, though.
He should have won a fucking award for that.
Yeah.
He should have. He was good. He was good in Sons.
He popped up like twice a season.
He was so good.
Yeah,
I mean, you want to talk about him being good.
He was great
Justified,
yeah.
I mean, he was one of the best bad guys in TV in the last 20 years as Boyd Crowder. He was fucking awesome.
He was one of those bad guys that you rooted for.
Yeah, absolutely.
You never wanted to see anything bad happen to him. Even when you knew it was coming, you were just like, man, I hope he gets out of this shit. You know?
Did you know that he was supposed to die in the first episode?
I heard,
yeah, but it didn't respond well. Like, people didn't like it. They were like, no, they loved his character so
they
much.
Remember, who was it? His brother that was
right.
The guy got killed?
Yeah. Gave a shot.
Originally,
his brother.
Originally it was him, and then they switched it. They refilmed
great.
It, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to go watch Justified.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's you would love Justified.
Yeah, you'll like it. It's really good.
So fucking
it's really
good. No,
I think I saw the first couple.
Yeah, it does start off a little slow, you know, because you're just like...
Right, you got to get over how much white trash is in the show.
It's not, white trash is actually a compliment.
Yeah.
You're talking like backwoods of Kentucky.
I think the last episode I saw was something about, I think it was somebody owned a horse farm or something like that, a mansion. I might have been the first season.
I don't remember,
but that was the last one I saw.
Yeah, that's a good show. I mean, if you stick with it.
Oh, yeah. I hear good things about
it. Yeah, it's a good show.
Late to the Game, of course.
Well,
Sons was just...
Sons was great.
I was not disappointed.
No.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, it was good. Good fucking show.
They had a nice long run, but they ended...
At the right time?
They could have ended a season earlier. I mean, they would have had to have done things differently before that.
Yeah.
But...
I think
if they ended a season earlier. Yeah, if they ended a season earlier, it wouldn't have been a bad thing. Yeah. I mean, I think they stretched out the inevitable. You were waiting to see Gemma and Clay and all them bite it.
Yeah.
You were just waiting. Like, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah,
you want it
to
happen.
It had to happen. Yeah.
You know,
I find myself missing the show, though. Like,
do you?
Then watch it.
I don't. I'm not at that point yet. When I am, then I watch. I'll rewatch it, but I don't.
It just seemed like
best part of the best part of the entire series is when Gemma murdered Tara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite part.
Yeah, that was good.
Favorite part of the series.
I remember.
I watched it over and over and over and over. Yeah. I kept rewinding it. I was like, I got to see. I hated Tara.
I hated Tara.
She's
though.
Hot, though.
With a passion.
I hated Tara.
You watch Billions?
Yes, I do.
It's fucking good, right?
Yes, it is.
And again,
she went from fucking Jax to Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Again. I think she looks better in Billions, though.
She does.
She looked like shit in Sons of Anarchy. Yeah. She was like plain Jane.
Yeah.
And she's like hot in this show.
Yeah, she's wearing dresses and shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Again, talking about Boyd Crowder and bad guys, how much do you root for Axe in Billions? He's a likable fucking character, right? Yeah.
I don't think of him as a bad guy.
No,
you know
that's the thing. He's a financial bad guy in a sense, but he's not like, you know, he's not
making people money.
He's not like killing anybody.
Right.
But still, like, essentially, he's the protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
You find yourself rooting for him. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Paul Giamatti's character.
How do you not?
Yeah, he's great. But it's like saying you got Boyd versus Raylan. It's the same thing. You like them both.
Yeah.
But for different reasons, you know?
Hell yeah.
I know. Well, you don't count this situation.
Right. She wants to put both of their cocks in her mouth
at
the
especially
same time.
Raylan. Like, my God, she fucking drools.
He's like my end-all be-all.
It looks like her pussy had a stroke. It's drooling. Is your end all? Is he number one now?
He's always been number one.
Yeah. Did you ever see that movie, This Is Where I Leave You?
No.
You should watch
That's
it.
That's funny.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
He's in it. You'll like it. He plays a smaller role. It's a movie with Jason Bateman, Tina Fey, dude that played Kylo Ren in the new Star Wars
movie. They come together for a funeral?
Adam Driver?
Yeah, okay. and Jane Fonda. Yeah,
Jane Fonda is funny.
She's funny. Yeah. She's real funny in this. You should watch it. It is hilarious.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's I think it's on HBO or Cinemax
right
now. Yeah, you have to watch it. He's in it. He's a small part in it, but it's really funny.
Is that where they trap everybody in the house for like the weekend?
Well, yeah, they don't trap them, but they're doing.
They don't take them hostage or anything.
Yeah,
okay, like everybody's stuck there. Then
the family. It's about this family whose father passed away, and his dying wish was that they do a shiva. Which is a Jewish thing of mourning.
Ask your boyfriend, huh? Now.
Yeah.
I know.
It's when you're all mourning together.
They do a Shiva.
Yeah. Shiva community.
Okay, they do that. So Timothy Oliphant is Jewish in this?
No. He's the next door neighbor.
That's your fucking dream, man.
He's the next door neighbor they grew up with. He used to go out with Tina Fey when they were younger.
What?
Yeah. And who else is in it? That dude, the guy that plays the Howard Stern character, the radio disc jock, the shock jock. What's his fucking name? He's the guy who plays in Idiocracy, the lawyer, the dumb lawyer. He's in it too. He's Jason Bateman's boss.
Awesome.
He works at a radio station. He's the disc jockey, and he's his program manager. It's you got to watch it. It's hilarious.
Okay.
But Oliphant's part in it is pretty good.
Awesome.
His role is for as small as it is, it's pretty funny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll have to get on that.
I really do enjoy that movie.
Yeah, because I haven't seen him do anything in so long.
Yeah. Well, he did a guest shot on some sitcom more recently.
What?
Yeah, I don't remember one it was, though. One of the more popular ones.
I'll have to get on that.
Yeah. But yeah, you like the movie. The movie's funny. Jason Bateman's
like
hilarious.
I remember
he really
previews.
Is.
I really like Jane Fonda.
She's fucking hysterical.
Jane Fonda is.
I don't.
And they gave her these like prosthetic tits. Like not. You're not supposed to know they're prosthetic.
Okay.
They gave her like really really huge tits, and it's hilarious. There's a scene where she's making Jason Bateman's, but Jason Bateman's one of her sons.
Okay.
And he's just coming to the house, and she's making his bed that he's going to sleep in, and a robe kind of opens up, and he's like, he looks up because he's making the other side. He's like, Mom, you're coming undone here. And he's like, you need, that's a double
sash.
So
she's like saucy in it?
Well, she's a retired therapist. So she's one of them moms that, not just a mom, but she's the therapist.
Gotcha.
And she thinks, like, everything's natural. Like, oh, it's just breasts. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah. He's like, but those weren't the same ones from when I was those are bionic breasts, mom.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really funny. I like her a lot.
The funny girl from Step Brothers, the one that jumps Sean C. Reilly in the fucking bathroom.
Oh, she's in it.
She's in it, too.
She's awesome.
The dude that's in The Strain, I don't know if you watch that.
Mm-mm.
No.
I've never even heard of it.
It's an FX show. It's about vampires and...
No, I'm never vampires.
Okay.
The Strain?
It's good. It's not bad.
I bailed on it last week.
Yeah, no, I the ending got really good, and it was... I'm waiting for... This is the final season, so...
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
It's still on?
It's perfect. Yeah, this is the final season. Okay. The one that comes out in the fall, and it's done. Yeah, I forgot this guy's name. He's been in some other shit, too, but... this guy's in it. Oh, the real hot chick in Neighbors. Seth Rogen's wife.
Oh, the British chick
yeah,
or whatever?
Australian chick, yeah. She's in it, too.
She's hot.
Cool.
Yeah. It's really good.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll have to watch it. What's it called again?
This Is Where I Leave You.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny.
It sounds awesome.
And it's funny because when I first saw it, like not saw it, but when I saw the thing in the TV guide, the chat, whatever, the fucking guide on the TV. I hate calling it TV guide. I think it's a little book.
let me see what's on the TV guide.
What's on the tube? I was like, what the fuck is this? And I saw Jason Bateman and Jane Fonda. I was like... let me give it a shot.
I got to be honest with you. Anytime I see Jason Bateman, I'll watch it.
But that's what made me tune in. I was like, yeah, it's got some names I know. So I turn it on from the beginning, let it play out. In the first 5 minutes, I'm like, all right, I think I'm going to like this movie.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. I definitely got to watch it.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's always nice to find a gem you never thought of.
Mm-hmm.
You
walk away. I wouldn't think that.
No, me neither, dude. You think it's like a chick flick?
Yeah,
straight.
I always
said
no. I don't want to go see that.
No, but it's really fucking funny. It's good.
Yeah, I'll watch anything with Jason Bateman. I think he's fucking hysterical.
He's so
fucking he
fun.
Did a serious movie. I haven't seen it yet. The Box or something. The Gift, something like that.
I think it's the Gift.
Yeah, I think it's getting released to one of the.
Oh, I remember seeing previews for it.
Yeah, it looks really good. There's no comedy in it. It's a horror movie, basically, sort of.
It's like a stalker or something like that, right?
It's a guy he went to high school with that he bullied or something.
Oh yeah,
and
he
like goes like waits 20 fucking years, 25 years to meet up with him again to get revenge or some shit. And he's
it looks pretty good.
It's creepy looking. Yeah. There's some. There's always some shit out there. You're just like, you know. And then there's the ones that you hear everything about and you go to watch it and like, that's it? Like, I was so disappointed when I saw Mad Max, the new one.
You
didn't like it?
I heard, like, you know, this amazing, like, best movie of the year. And it was even nominated.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, this got to be good. The moment it was out on HBO, first, like, weekend, I was like, all right. I watched it. I'm like, that's it?
Yeah.
It was kind of boring.
Yeah, it was boring.
I didn't get it. The original one was way better.
Yeah.
It was, like, way more gory. It was way more, like, you know, interesting. This one didn't make any fucking sense.
It almost was, like, artsy. Like, artsy.
I didn't realize till like, a couple weeks ago. It's the same guy that made the original one.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. So he just decided to do the same
thing. Well, he said he didn't have...
more ideas?
No. He didn't have the special effects he wanted back then. But honestly, if you watch the new one and watch the old one, there's really nothing that different, honestly. It's
I don't really have much interest in the new one.
It's really not that good, surprisingly. Like I guess because all the hype, I was expecting to be this great movie. It was terrible.
Like, I mean, I know it's on one of the pay channels right now. I've watched The Departed probably 15 times in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I see that, and I'm like, I'll watch The Departed again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I'll watch it. Yeah. Anytime I'm flipping through the channels and it's on, and there's nothing else that I plan to watch, it stays on. No matter what part in the movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch it from whatever
part.
Same
here.
It's hilarious.
For me, personally, I think The Departed is the best movie in the last 25 years.
It is
my favorite movie of the past 25 years.
I cannot argue with that. All I can say is I would probably word it as one of the best.
For me, it is my favorite movie of the past 25 years.
Fucking right. Me too. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
make
hard.
You pay for it, of course.
Yeah. Great movie. You can't argue that.
Mm-mm. It's
microprocessors.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
The gift got like insanely amazing.
What do you work out? Your health nut? Yeah, go fuck yourself.
That gift got like amazing reviews.
The movie, the gift?
Like amazing reviews.
Really? Okay, good. Well, I heard that the actor in it, the one that plays the bad guy, I think it's his movie.
It is.
Yeah.
He did the writing, directing, and he acted.
Yeah. He's a decent actor. Yeah. He's been in some shit that I watched.
He didn't look familiar to me, but
he's a British guy or something like that.
He's Australian.
Hello. Australian. Yeah. Whatever.
Either way.
Well, he played the first time I remember him, he was in he played Uncle Ben in the prequel Star Wars movies.
Oh.
When they brought Luke, after Luke was born at the end of 3,
mm-hmm.
they brought him to Uncle Ben and Aunt Veru.
Aunt Jemima.
He was Uncle Ben.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man,
he also made an appearance in the second one when Anakin went to go look for his mother. He stayed with them.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Aunt Veru.
Aunt Veru.
Claude Giroux.
Yeah, so that's good. Then I'm looking forward to watching when it comes out. Yeah,
it was really good. Like 93% of people said to watch it.
It's a pretty good
number.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Pretty good number.
The gift. Missy leaves a gift with every guy she bangs.
Yeah, baby in the toilet.
Too soon?
No.
She's thinking more along the lines of a herpes sore.
Yes, that as well. Herpes and babies everywhere.
Thank you for the gift.
Gift that keeps on giving.
To everybody else.
Pass it down the
You know
line.
What, though, Chris? Now that you said it, I think you're right. I think there is no better movie than The Part in the last 25 years.
There's
I can't
not.
Think
I,
of anything.
I,
I'm trying
I
to
realize,
go through the Rolodex
I realize it's
in my
a
mind.
Crazy thought, considering...
Now, are you saying
Goodfellas
of all types of movies?
And Casino were both in the last 25 years.
They were?
91 and, like, 93 or something like that?
Let me
They're both
check.
In the early 90s.
Holy shit.
I think Goodfellas was 90.
Last 26 years.
That's because that's why I was thinking. I'm like, nah, it's older. Okay, I found this on the web for considering
it. Now you say Goodfellas, Agostino were both in the 25
years. It's not my fucking phone.
No, we have a ghost in the fucking system.
It's not fucking me.
Hey, me.
Hey, me.
It just said Goodfellas.
Yeah, well, it heard whatever
yeah.
I said. You're the only one holding a phone.
I guess that,
gotta be
but
you.
90 was Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Okay, from 1990 till now. 26
well,
years.
Okay, well then you can make an argument that...
You can.
Yeah, honestly...
For me, if Goodfellas was on one channel and The Departed was on another, I would probably watch The Departed.
And
Casino was 95.
Well, I think Departed's better than Casino.
I think Departed's better than Casino.
But
well.
I gotta be honest with you, I'm more partial to Goodfellas than
Departed.
Yeah,
I would probably
Departed.
Watch Goodfellas.
Yeah.
I would watch The Departed.
Only because Goodfellas blew my fucking mind the first time I saw it.
That's true. It was so fucking good.
Even though, I mean, you're talking about the same guy who makes these movies, mm-hmm. but I don't know.
I think Goodfellas set a precedence for all like mob-related movies moving forward.
It's precedence.
I said that.
No, you said precedence. Like
precedence.
Lincoln.
Shut up.
Yeah.
All right.
Regan.
Stop being stupid.
But I think
I'm the president.
I think Goodfellas was something new, like moving forward, like for our day and age. Like after, I guess, like The Godfather.
I mean, was. It was the next Godfather, basically. The Goodfellas was definitely like it was sort of like an homage, but at the same time, it was a totally different story.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little more modern at the time, and it was fucking. Done beautifully.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, it really was. It was honestly, I think it was flawless. I don't think there was anything.
I would call it a flawless movie.
Like another movie. Now you've opened up the fucking floodgates. Like another movie that I think it was probably one of the best. Bronx Tale, but
Bronx
I don't know
Tale's
when.
Very
that,
good.
I really liked
in between
it.
Then, I think.
I wouldn't put that in my top five though.
Oh no! See, I can't put it in my top five, but you got me thinking of those genres of movies now. And I think Bronx Tale was fucking great.
Bronx Tale was 93, so it was in between Goodfellas.
Yeah. No, I know it was after Goodfellas. Yeah. But yeah, I think I prefer just
by a little bit, I'd take Goodfellas over The Departed. The Departed is fucking great. Don't get me wrong. The cast is just as good as the cast in Goodfellas.
If anybody, like, if everybody from The Departed got nominated for an Oscar, I wouldn't even bat it an eye. Like, yeah, they probably deserved it.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all
they
fucking
all did.
Great.
Yeah,
yeah, it was amazing.
I don't know how fucking, what's his name, didn't win anything.
Who?
Nicholson.
I don't even think he was nominated.
I know. I don't think so either. I don't understand.
I think
that.
Wahlberg was the only one nominated.
Really? He was the only one?
I think
it was. DiCaprio got nominated that year, but not for The Departed.
It was for something else.
The Blood Diamond, I think.
That was a pretty good
movie.
That
was a great
movie. Yeah, but I mean, come on. He was fucking great in The Departed.
No, but you understand why The Blood Diamond was the
I do, but I mean, if I had to take the two, I thought DiCaprio was 100 times better in The Departed.
Well, yeah.
The Departed won the Academy Award for Best Picture.
It won Best Picture,
yeah.
And then director Martin Scorsese. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was his only Oscar.
That was it.
It's crazy.
Well, like the screenplay and the editing one, too. Yeah.
So Wahlberg was nominated for a part that was originally supposed to be for Dennis Leary.
That was supposed to be Dennis Leary's part?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Leary.
Wahlberg was so fucking good.
He would have killed it, too. He would have killed it.
Well, he's a Boston guy.
Yeah, Leary would have been great, but
I don't think he would have been nominated for anything. That would have changed his fucking career. Had he done the movie and got nominated for an Oscar, he would have went a totally different
route. Was he in the middle of Rescue Me? Is that why he didn't take it?
I think so. I think it was it was Rescue Me. Yeah, it was Rescue Me. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That would have changed his fucking... I think it would have changed his path instead of
Not to sound like an asshole, but if Leary took that part, it probably would have opened the door for Nicholson to get nominated for Best Supporting. Because I don't think Leary would have gotten nominated, but somebody had to.
He did win the Golden Globe.
Who?
Jack Nicholson.
He should have.
Yeah, but he didn't win the Oscar.
Was he even nominated for the Oscar?
No.
He wasn't even nominated.
No.
Usually when you're nominated at Golden Globes, you're, you know, a lot
I wonder
of
what here. Movie was so big then that... It was 2007.
There Will Be Blood.
Really? Is that the year
that was? That was big Daniel movie. Day-Lewis won Best Actor for
Again.
That. I'm pretty sure. Or that or No Country for Old Men.
Oh, true.
It was one of those two movies, I remember, because I was like, The Departed, at the time, The Departed was like the only movie that I was like, that should fucking win everything.
Right, they should have swept the entire world.
Yeah, seriously.
But I will say this, I ended up seeing both of those movies, the other movies, they were both really good, especially No Country for Old Men. That was, I was blown away. I was like, you know what? Because I thought it was like, what is this bullshit?
Are you sure they were the same year? I thought No Country for Old Men won.
No, that won Best Picture. Or no.
The Departed won Best Picture the year it was nominated.
Well, then it wasn't the same
year. Yeah,
same
I don't think
year.
It was
then
the same
it was
year.
There Will Be Blood, I think, was the one that was against The Departed.
There Will Be Blood? That was... he was a...
Daniel Day-Lewis.
It was the oil...
There
was also something called Babel.
Babel. With Brad Pitt.
All right.
Kind of like every time you talk.
Letters from Iwo Jima with Clint
Eastwood.
That's
the Eastwood movie, yeah.
All right. And Little Miss Sunshine.
That was the Steve Carell movie.
And The Queen.
Yeah.
The Queen.
It was with...
the one with... what's her name?
I nobody
that died on a plane?
Andy Aaliyah. Harris, Christine... No, that's Queen of the Damned.
I know. Fuck it. Keep babbling.
I don't know.
Keep babbling.
Keep babbling.
So there Babel?
Helen Mirren was in it, too, I guess.
So your movie, There Will Be Blood, wasn't in it?
That must have
been
No,
I didn't
after.
Say anything about There Will Be Blood.
Missy's documentary from this year.
There will be blood, lots of blood. There will be tons of blood.
All the blood.
And miscarried kids.
There's a Borat. There's a bunch of
Borat. I'm surprised, man. I can't believe
Pan's Labyrinth.
That's crazy.
I can't believe he didn't get nominated. That's fucking crazy.
He was fucking awesome.
And you know that his character.
Talking about Nicholson?
Yeah, his character is loosely based on Whitey Bulger.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that...
He's the quarterback for the Rams.
Yo, that movie is amazing.
Is it?
It's so good.
Black Mass?
Is that the guy...
Johnny Depp?
No, I saw a different one.
What movie are you talking about?
You know the guy in Boardwalk Empire? The one, like...
No, that's the Iceman.
The Iceman, that's
yeah,
it.
That's
that was
good.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's about the Iceman.
Damn,
the hitman.
Yeah, that was
That was really good.
Holy shit,
I the cop from Boardwalk, the real... fucking by-the-book cop that ends up having a baby with the hooker.
Right.
Well, he's the Iceman, the serial killer.
He's so really fucking good. Yeah. I watched that movie, I like wouldn't move. I just sat there and stared at him.
Yeah.
He's a weirdo.
He is a weirdo.
He's
but
super
you know what?
Weird.
He's like good in everything. Even in Bad Boys 2.
Yeah.
Even in
Trump.
Even in 8 Mile.
All my rights. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's good in everything.
General Zod.
I have no people. Fucking Jack Nicholson. He did such a good job with the accent too, the Boston.
Yeah, he was great.
He had it down, man. Mm-hmm. He had it down.
He was so good.
Especially like for his type of voice.
Because he's like,
he's so scratchy. Yeah, exactly. The one, his hitman though, his right hand man though,
Frenchie.
Yeah.
I loved him.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. And the actor's really good, but you could tell he was foreign.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like his, I don't know if they meant for him to sound that way. I just don't think he can cover his accent. You know,
but I feel like they did make him sound different on purpose.
Baldwin, to me, was the biggest surprise in the whole movie.
He was so fucking good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was the biggest. I mean, he's done tons of serious movies.
Yeah.
But the way he came off in this one, I was like, wow, I have a whole new respect for this guy.
He was so funny. For the five minutes he was in the movie, he was fucking hysterical.
He was excellent. Everybody in that. There wasn't one person I didn't like in that movie. I liked every single person in that movie.
Yeah, I mean, even the fucking... His crew was good.
His crew was great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were all pretty funny.
Everybody was awesome.
Anthony Anderson was funny. Yeah. Or he was good in it. The other cop guy, he's in a lot of shit now.
Yeah.
They were all really good. All of them. Though the fucking cousin, he's always good in everything.
Yeah.
Like, he's in like Dazed and Confused and shit. He's like that kind of guy, you know? He's all fucked up.
It was the bit part.
What a great soundtrack, too. That movie had such a good soundtrack.
I like when he was talking to the priest.
Oh, yeah.
Do
you recall our previous conversation?
Yeah. Oh, my God. He draws that picture.
In your pants.
Sucking on their peckers.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, my God.
So creepy.
Such a badass, though.
And then the nun hitting on the nun.
Yeah.
Fucking great.
And like alluding to them having sex back in the day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Left a little napkin. He drew her like blowing them or something.
Fucking great.
I like when he was... one of the best parts of that movie is when he was suspecting DiCaprio as the rat.
When they're in the restaurant?
Yeah, and then after he's done, he comes back, he's like...
Mm-hmm.
He sniffs behind him. And he looks at him. That shit was hilarious.
There is so much subtle stuff in there that's amazing.
Yeah. The best scenes in that movie are when Nicholson and DiCaprio are on screen together.
Fucking right.
They actually, really are.
There was even the scenes without them two together were good. Like, with each one of them.
No, I agree. Yeah. But, like, even, like, the part when they first search him when DiCaprio's got the broken hand. Yeah. Like, Nicholson just looks so fucking aggravated because DiCaprio was... are you saying he had a problem? Or... said something like, I said he had a fucking problem.
Yeah,
that was Frenchie.
Nicholson's the one that said it. Nicholson said that was his problem.
That was his problem. He goes, Leo says, like, why do you have to have a problem? He's like, because I fucking said he has to have a problem.
No, I'm thinking of the whole
thing. I'm saying he worked at the airport.
Yeah. He gets frustrated.
He just looks so aggravated talking to him.
He was talking about his uncle.
That's what
his dad
is. His
dad.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about the part where the cranberry juice incident.
Oh, my God.
What are you on your fucking period?
Some guys you can touch.
Yeah. It's a natural diuretic. Women drink it when they're on their period.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's really good, man. I can't wait for the next time there's a movie like that to come out.
Yeah.
Like another movie that grabs you like that to come out.
Yeah, Scorsese will make an
announcement.
Vinyl's kind of like it.
No.
It's done in such a Scorsese way.
It is, but it's nothing like The Departed.
It's nothing like The Departed, but it's very good like The Departed.
I agree that it's a great show, but I can't put in the same atmosphere with The Departed.
Really? It seems like The Departed to me.
No. No, I mean, I hear what you're saying because the way it's filmed, the way it looks, the way it feels, but it's nothing like The Departed. The Departed was just, The whole fucking movie was a punch in the face.
It really was.
You know, vinyl's got its slow parts, though.
It does. Especially the first
episode. The slowest part is when he finally fucked the fucking therapist.
Yeah, and you're like, all right, cool. Yeah,
to the Pink Floyd, you know. It's like, all right, yeah, we get it. Yeah, I mean, but, man, what about Matt Damon? He was phenomenal.
He was.
He was such an asshole.
I hated him so bad.
Right, but that's what I mean. He was such a good actor. He hated his fucking guts.
Oh, yeah, when Mark Wahlberg finally kills him at the end, you're just like, yes, this is all I wanted, was him to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like the first time I saw the movie, I'm like, he's the one that's going to get away?
Yeah.
And you're like,
Everybody else dies and he's away with it?
No.
Nobody expected Mark Wahlberg to come in there.
Hell no. It was like, that's gangster. Yeah.
even
his
the
gangster, he had booties on.
He did.
Smart.
Fucking smart as shit.
Yeah. The only footprints. He was anticipating stepping in blood.
He didn't want to leave footprints. Meanwhile, he left Matt Damon's brains all over the
hallway. That was the point. If you stepping in blood, you want to track it. You know what I mean? There's no DNA on his shoes, because he would probably be a suspect.
Yep. So good, man. So good.
Yeah. He was even good. Damon was even good during the parts, like when he was picking up the therapist. That whole scene was good. He's like, oh, so I got to shoot someone to get a date with you, have dinner with you? I'll stab someone in this fucking hallway right now. Like, that whole thing was good. Like, the banter that everybody had with each other.
Oh, yeah. Like, when they're on the date.
I'm always fascinated by any movie that takes place in Boston. What do you call it?
Mystic River.
Mystic River. There's a fucking great movie right there, too. Not as good, but it's very good.
Very good.
Goodwill Hunting.
Oh, yes. I love that.
The Town.
The Town was awesome.
It was great.
Anything that takes place in Boston, I'm like just fascinated by.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's their accents, like the way they act and stuff. I don't know what it is. To me, it's so comical. It's like I gotta watch it. You know? Everybody's so fucked up.
They are fucked Boston. Up in Boston.
They really are, but it's great.
It is because it's entertaining.
It's like the most dysfunctional city in the United States.
Yeah, it seems like it.
You know, like they have like just they're so weird the way they are. I don't get it. It's just fucking. They still like carry mullets, you know. They do things because they can. They do it because they can. It's not. They don't give a shit about trends. They still walk around with the fucking sweatpants and a wife beater on.
Yep.
Nobody does that anymore.
They like tuck their t-shirts. They don't
do.
Jeans.
They don't do the fashion thing where they like. You won't see skinny jeans in Boston unless you see like some fucking out of towner student.
Every pair of Robert Kelly's jeans are skinny jeans.
Yeah. Oh, he's a New Yorker now, man. He don't even sound Boston. Not to me.
Sometimes it comes out.
He sounds like he's got the mix going. You know, kind of like here the Jersey Philly mix.
Yeah.
You know, if you're Philly, you say the. Philly's got a fucking terrible accent, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
I hate when people are like, oh, New York is, or water.
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 You know, instead of water or water, it's water. Water.
Water.
Yeah. It's just the way they are. Or the way they say certain names, like Antony. Remember that?
Yeah.
Antony.
Antony. Yo, Antony.
Antony. Oh, Philly's got a terrible accent.
Yeah, Jewy?
Yeah.
Jewy?
Yeah. Jew what?
Not Jew.
Jew what? I didn't sneeze. What are you saying? Fuck yourself. Yeah, man, that's a great movie. And there's I can't foresee any movie ever being that fucking good. I don't think Scorsese has another one left in him.
Probably
that
not.
Good. Departed good or Goodfellas good.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, and he's kind of branched out, though. He's done TV. He's done some series on TVs. You know, like, you know, now this whole thing he's got with the vinyl thing. But I don't think he's got another.
He even did a cartoon, didn't he?
Did he?
He did with Will Smith, was the fish. And he played Will Smith's agent.
Shark Tale?
Shark Tale, yeah.
He created that movie?
I don't think he was in it.
He was in it.
Oh,
I don't know if he
acted.
I'm talking about
his movies.
Yeah, I didn't know he was an actor. I just thought he wrote.
He's been in tons of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, I don't know. Yeah, his own movies, right?
Some of them, yeah.
He's been in other stuff. Other.
He was in Entourage.
He was in Curb.
He was in Curb, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, he does guest spots here and there. Yeah, I don't see him having another one in him. I mean, he's old. He ain't fucking young no more. Jesus Christ. He's like... It's sad. I see
I watch these movies like Goodfellas, and I'm like, man, fucking, those were the days, right? Like back then. And then you see those actors now. Like, have you seen Joe Pesci? What he looks like now?
No.
Holy shit. Yeah. He looks
Does he
fucking
look bad?
Yes. He looks old as fuck. He looks like he's 90. You know, De Niro looks like he's not looks bad, but you know what I mean. He's old
De Niro
as fuck.
Was in town recently.
Yeah,
he was in
Glen Mills. No,
yeah apparently you
he didn't open up a liquor store.
Yeah, it was a brand new liquor store.
No. He didn't open.
Cut the ribbon and shit.
He's got a vodka.
He's got a vodka. Okay. The liquor store I think was brand
a
new.
Grand, it was a grand opening.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I know the
area. But yeah,
it's Glen Mills.
I read that you stand in line, they give out tickets, and if you're one of like 15 tickets, you'll get to meet them and get a bottle of vodka signed. Like, I was going to go. I was going to call out of work.
I knew nothing about it. I found out after the fact. I found out over that weekend. It was on a Friday, I think it was.
Holy fuck.
And it was the first however many customers get an envelope, and in the envelope, there's one of many things. Mm-hmm. If you got the gold tickets...
Oh,
it was a meet and greet with Robert De Niro and a picture and a signed bottle of vodka. And if it was a silver ticket, it was just the signed bottle of vodka.
Okay.
And that was it. There was nothing else. And I think there's other ones like coupons for the vodka or some shit like that. I don't know. But that's, yeah, he's never done anything like this
in his fucking life.
Anywhere.
Like, and he picked fucking Glen Mills, Conkerville, whatever the fuck it was.
Glen Mills, yeah.
So he picked the most...
It was fucking
place.
Remote as shit, ain't it? Yeah.
They must have paid him a ton. No?
I think so, yeah.
A
little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
I was going to say if maybe he was like from Pennsylvania, but he's not.
No, he's fucking New York all the way.
Yeah, Greenwich Village.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty cool. Everybody does look like shit. I just looked them up.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you're old.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta looks the worst out of all of them.
Yeah, really?
Oh, looks like he dipped his face in acid.
Oh, he looked like that his whole life. Yeah.
He did.
You know what's a great movie, too, that I totally fucking skip
over?
That, you know what?
Fucking
that's in my top five in the last 25
years. I love that
years.
Movie.
Yeah. Copland is a
I
good
love
fucking
Copland.
Movie.
Saw that
Have you ever seen that?
Ago,
I love Copland.
Yeah,
fuck
I think I watched it when it first came out, and I don't think I was really that blown away by it. I watched it recently.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't seen it. And
pretty good.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? It's not fucking bad.
Stallone
Great
was pretty
cast.
Good. Yeah, Stallone was pretty good.
Stallone was surprisingly good. Well, he's deaf, dude. He's not retarded. I'm a punchy, but...
Yeah, he seemed like it.
Hard to hear. He's a fucking retarded cop. Are you serious?
Dumb Jago!
I don't know why you gotta call me dumb.
See, I got what you call, like, I don't know, a relaxed brain.
Yeah, there's some good ones, man. I wish I was creative like that, where I could make a movie that good.
Yeah.
That would be, like, the only claim to fame I'd ever want. Be like, yeah, well, I did that. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Right, exactly. Even if I did nothing but shits, pieces of shit.
You never have to do anything again.
No, you don't. You don't. But I'm saying, if you
drop the mic and walk the fuck out.
Right. But that's what I mean. Like, yeah, I did Departed, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, imagine having that as your claim to fame. That poor old fuck can't even do nothing with it. Scorsese.
All right, if you had to pick top five movies since 1990, off top of your head, go.
Departed, Gangs of New York, you said 1990?
Yeah.
Goodfellas. Fuck. Bronx Tale. Maybe The Dark Knight.
Okay.
Wow.
I know I'm probably missing a lot of shit, and I just don't realize.
I have like personal favorites like Tombstone, but I know that's not like a great movie.
I love Tombstone.
You know what I mean? I love
your,
the movie. All right,
your favorite five movies.
No, I love Tombstone.
I
and a long
like
time ago, probably by the early 2000s, Tombstone was in my top five or ten.
Absolutely.
But now it's like, you know, everything gets booted out at some point.
Yeah. I mean,
Keep coming out.
They got the Batman, you know, the Dark Knight. Like that was awesome. The first one was great.
I love the fucking all of them.
Yeah,
they were all fucking great.
I mean, you could put them three in there just alone.
Yeah,
so much to choose from.
I'd have to go to Departed, Goodfellas, Heat,
Heat. Thank you. That's definitely
shit,
in there. That's
about
that's Heat. Still,
seven.
That's another movie. Seven. Yeah. That's another movie. Heat. Seven. That's if it's ever on, I'll drop whatever I'm doing and watch it.
And probably Fight Club. I fucking love Fight Club.
Yeah, I loved it too. But I mean, it's not the movie. I'm thinking of it as a movie that you flip through the channels. If it's on, you leave it on.
Yeah.
Fight Club's not one of those movies.
It is for me.
Yeah. I don't.
Like, when it first came out, I was like, oh, it's okay. And then the more I watched it over time, I'm like, man, this is really fucking good.
Dude, you should read the
book. You
know
what?
No.
Oh,
you know what?
So
Usual
good.
Suspects is up there for me.
Ooh, that's good.
It's a good one.
That's
see, I forget about
that's
all these
great fucking
movies,
one.
Man.
Yeah.
Great fucking movie.
Forget all these movies.
True Romance was great.
That was great. Was
real good.
What's that? 92, I think. 92,
yeah,
93.
That's pushing it,
something like that. No, it was after 90. It was 92, I think.
Shit.
Yeah. There are some out there that are like.
True Romance, Tarantino wrote it but didn't direct it, right?
I think he was co-writer. Okay, 93. Yeah, he was one of the writers, I think. Yeah.
It says Quentin Tarantino did the screenplay.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Him and Roger Avery.
Now, does a Tarantino movie fit in here?
I would think so.
I love all of his movies. I don't think I'd put any of them in my five favorite.
Pulp Fiction?
I love Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
I just the five new movies I named.
Yeah.
I would watch before Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, see, a top five is a hard list.
It is.
Yeah, that's man. You know what, we should make one. To bring in next week because
wouldn't they be kind of the same though?
I mean, well, not necessarily. I mean, yeah, okay, you're gonna have, but we all have similar tastes. But I mean,
I don't think we'll all have the same exact movies though.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably gonna have
I'll have weird shit.
The Little Mermaid or something.
I mean, that would be in my
top. No. I do like Little Mermaid.
Like, I've never turned off Pulp Fiction when it was on TV.
Yeah, I think I have.
It was just, you know what it is? It's a catchy movie.
It's fucking hilarious.
Pulp Fiction's a catchy movie. Just every, the dialogue is so fucking memorable.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, it wasn't even so much that, like, yeah, it's a kind of a pain in the ass when you first see it and you're like, what the, everything's backwards.
Yeah, you're like, how's
he
happening?
Didn't he die? Why is he still alive here? But everybody's part had a famous or like go-to line that everyone knows,
right?
You know, everybody, like
Royale with cheese.
Yeah, like everything, like his whole like, and what's great is it's constantly still alive in pop culture because
right.
You guys saw the movie Neighbors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You remember Gerard Carmichael was one of the frat guys, mm-hmm. and they were doing Robert De Niro mm-hmm. Day,
yeah.
But he was Samuel Jackson in oh my God, what the fuck was that movie? De Niro was in it.
Yeah,
it had Pam Grier.
Oh, you know Jackie what Brown.
Jackie Brown,
yeah.
Right? So they're all doing their whole like De Niro things, and he starts reciting.
Mm-hmm.
He starts reciting the Sam L from Pulp Fiction
yeah.
right before he kills the guy.
Yep.
When he does the passage from the
25,
yeah.
17.
Oh my God, the way he did it was hilarious. But I mean, that's what I mean. It's still alive in pop culture because it was such an impact.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know when it came out. You know the whole. And that was the movie that resurrected John Travolta's career.
Absolutely.
Yep. He was dead in the water
mm-hmm.
until that movie came out.
He got nominated for that, didn't he?
I don't remember.
I
don't
think
remember.
He did.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Hey, does he do a Look Who's Talking? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, and he was the voice. He wasn't even in it.
No, Bruce Willis was the voice.
Oh, Bruce Willis was the voice?
He was
the cab driver?
Yeah, something
yeah,
like that. Yeah.
I thought for some reason, I thought Bruce was in it.
No, he was.
Nah.
Okay, I got him backwards.
He was the baby.
But regardless, his career was over.
Yeah.
He was a nobody.
Yeah, he was a nobody.
I mean, he was in the early 80s. He was big.
He was huge.
And then, and even the 70s, he was big. The late 70s.
Yeah.
But then he just fell off.
Once
the
he did Rhinestone Cowboy, was over.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Pulp Fiction comes out. Boom, he's everywhere.
Back.
He was like the man of the 90s. Yeah. You remember all the movies that followed it?
Yeah.
With him in it, he was like in everything.
Yeah. He was in everything.
He was in a movie every year. It was like Face Off,
Cash In, brother,
Swordfish.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, he was
Cash
in
while you're hot.
Yeah, no shit. He rode the hot hand, man. And but I tell you, he really did fucking. And that may have been the movie that was the beginning of the end for Bruce Willis. He started to taper off by the mid '90s to the point where. He just wasn't the guy anymore.
Yeah.
He did movies where he was the lead actor,
but he just it never was like the Die Hard days.
Of, like, funny things.
Yeah, but he also did some good serious movies too. Like 16 Blocks was good.
Yes, it was.
I never saw that.
Really, you'd love that movie.
It's Mos Def, right?
Yeah.
Mos Def was fucking awesome.
He's great in everything. He's a great actor.
Yeah. He is a great actor.
There's something else he did that was really good. I wasn't a big fan of that time traveling movie.
Looper.
I
thought it was okay.
I could take it or leave it.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. I mean, it was interesting, but
was it like Jumper?
No. It was different. It was more like fucking Time Cop.
Oh.
Except without Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
Which is almost as bad. Not quite as bad, but it was...
Yeah, but I do love Bruce Willis. He's definitely one of my faves.
But see, he fell off the fucking... I mean, listen, everybody gets old.
Yeah.
You know, nobody really... Like, Jack is done. He's not doing movies anymore.
He's done completely?
Yeah, he's done. No, he's retired.
Yeah,
he's retired from
acting.
He's not only retired from acting, he's retired from being in public. Like, I don't even think he goes to Laker games anymore.
He still
really
does. Yeah, he
I can't say that.
No, I think he publicly said to a source said that because they published it that he's too old to be seen doing young people things.
Oh,
like he's done. And he said one of his biggest regrets in life is not settling down because now he's too old. You know, like he's done looking for young girls, you know, to bang while they hold their breath.
Yeah.
From vomiting, from the smell of mothballs
and Old Spice.
And decay.
And Brute. Yeah. Ben Gay. And Old Granddad Bourbon.
God.
Hey-o. Let's get some drinks.
Old granddad? Oh, it's nasty.
I didn't drink anything.
Semen?
Any alcohol?
Any alcohol?
Okay. Alcohol with semen?
Faggot.
No, Missy will whip some up for you.
Yuck.
It probably will be some leftovers, but...
Maybe.
Maybe. Fucking disgusting. Yeah, we should definitely do a list.
I'll do a list.
You know what? We should do a list of that. Do a list of your top five favorite TV shows, too.
Okay.
But we definitely need to do like a within a date, kind of like what you did with the movie since 1990.
Okay.
Yeah, because if not, you know, you can go back. Like Married with Children.
Right.
You know, that was 80s when it started. That shit was fucking great. Yeah, because now all those older movies that I liked are starting to come back into the Rolodex. It's like, oh shit, I forgot about that one.
Yep.
Val Kilmer was another one. He was another one. He was like on top of the fucking world.
Yeah.
And he just did one bad movie. I'll tell you what,
Batman?
Yeah. Yeah. Batman killed his career. Although, I will say this. He did a movie a few years ago. If you guys ever get a chance to see it, it's called Felon.
I saw it. It's really good.
Isn't it? Yeah. Isn't he fucking awesome in that?
Mm-hmm.
Watch it, dude. Felon? It's fucking great.
He was awesome.
You
in
love
Entourage.
It, too.
I think I have it.
Felon?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely... is the cover like him?
Christian Slater's in it.
Yes, I have it. I have to watch it.
It is Christian Slater, right? He's the lead guy. No.
No,
it's not Christian Slater. Who am I thinking of?
If Christian Slater was the lead guy, would have got canceled after the first season.
No, it's the guy that always... I always got those two confused.
Christian Slater's
a No, it's Stephen Dorff.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, the guy who was in the first Blade movie. Like. I don't know why. I always thought they were the same guy.
They seem similar.
Don't they seem like the same type of person?
And they came out... Both became kind of popular during the same...
And they hung out a lot, too. I think personally, they were like part of the same group.
It was a TV show?
Of drug addicts. Felon?
They were.
No, Felon's a movie.
Oh, then I'm trying to look up the cover to see if I have
Felon.
I have so many movies that I haven't watched.
Like, all Felon.
Oh, no, I don't have this. No. Shut up.
Kind of like Young Mike, he fell into her pussy.
Felon.
I guess the sequel would be Fell Out.
Like my kids.
Yes. Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Gotcha.
Okay. Ding. That's funny. All right.
Let's wrap it up.
Always end on a strong joke.
That's right.
That was good, too.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to go on iTunes, subscribe to us, leave us a nice review.
Are you going
to
be here next week?
I am.
I saw something with you're going to do something with the...
Work?
St. Patrick's?
No. I was.
What is next week?
We should probably take off.
Today's the 10th, right?
Yeah. It's St. Patrick's Day next week.
St. Patrick's Day. Not that I celebrate St. Patrick's.
I don't. I mean, I ain't doing shit, but that's fine. We take off. I know you.
We'll be off next week.
I know you single people probably want to do something.
All right.
I got to work in the morning.
We will be celebrating All That Is Irish, so we will not be here next week, but make sure you download other episodes, listen to them.
Yeah, if you guys want to, is it definite? We definitely taking it off.
Yeah, let's take off.
Let's do it.
All right, we're not going to be here.
I don't want to wait till like last minute.
No, let's take off. Let's do it.
All right, we will not be back next week. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Till then,
probably when the show's up.
Yeah,
we'll be back when the show's finally up. By the time you start listening to this podcast, we'll probably be doing
your
show.
Probably caught up.
So May.
Cinco de Mayo. The next time we take off.
But go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some money.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Push.
Oh.